Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling.
The Money Pit is presented by Dush Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are having an awesome day. Are you ready to take on some home improvement projects? Well, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're going to hire a pro, we are here to help you get those projects done. If you got a question about a project you'd like to tackle, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, painting is a popular project and one that can be made a lot easier if you know just a few tricks of the trades that pros use every day. We'll share those trade secrets in just a bit.
And for a home to be healthy, it's got to breathe. That's why ventilation is important. But if your home is energy efficient, could it potentially be too airtight for healthy living? Yeah, we're going to explain in just a bit.
And replacing your front door is a project that can increase both your home's value and its curb appeal, not to mention its security. We'll share tips on how to get that project done.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on this beautiful spring weekend? We are creeping into May. It's going to be summer before you know it. So let's get your homes in tip-top shape so you can actually maybe enjoy a summer weekend or two without doing projects. Give us a call and let us know what you are working on.
Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because if you do, not only will you get the answer to your home improvement question, but we're giving away a great product from our friends at Deich Coating. It's the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit. You guys have an ugly section of concrete. Maybe it's a porch. Maybe it's a patio. This is the solution. It's a stone coating system that completely restores it, and it just looks absolutely beautiful. So you can do it in a weekend. We're giving one away on today's program. It's worth $155.
Hitting up the East Coast today, we've got Dawn on the line who's got a question about her garage. What's going on?
Well, when the house was built, there was a trim put around both garage doors, which electronically open and close. But at the very bottom in each corner, there's a space. It's about 1.5 to 2 inches. Mice come in and out of there, so I put some steel wool in there. But I need to add a piece of the trim to the bottom of both corners because water comes in when it comes in a certain direction, and I can't figure out whether I should get a piece of trim and cut it and glue it up there or screw it up there or replace the whole thing.
Okay, so when you say trim, there's several different pieces of trim that go around a garage door. There's the jamb, which is like the side pieces, and then there's the weather stripping, and then which goes on the side piece and against the door, and then there's the molding at the outside, which is like a very wide trim, a casing called brick mold. So what What are you referring to when you say trim?
This would be more like weather stripping.
Okay, so the weather stripping between the side of the side jamb and the door itself. So you're going to have a hard time getting a small piece of that stuff to stick. So I would say your options are to replace the entire vertical piece, which is, you know, not that big of a deal to do. Or if you were to try to cut, if you were trying to cut a new piece in, what you'd have to do is make that at least a foot or two long, and you'd have a seam in it, and you would basically have to go to the piece that's there now, cut it clean about, you know, a foot or two off the ground, then put another piece in. You can't just put an inch and a half piece in because it's not going to stick. Can't nail it. It's just too small.
Oh,
so I'd replace the whole piece of weather stripping. Okay.
All right. Easy enough to do. Thank you so much, sir. And Leslie, have a great day.
You too.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Let's head on down south to Florida where we've got Scott on the line who wants to do some bathroom reconfiguration. What's going on?
Hi, guys. So my daughter has a master bathroom with a stand-up shower and a toilet, and she wants me to try and flip those two. So in other words, move the toilet drain to where the shower is and vice versa. Huh. But, of course, it's on the first floor, and it's a concrete slab. So I'm not doing the work myself, but I'm looking at and asking you guys if it's something that you think is worthwhile cost-wise. If it's going to cost me more in headaches, getting someone to come in and chop up the concrete to go ahead and flip all that plumbing, and then I can redo the, you know, the finishing touches, obviously, when they're done.
Well, you know what, Scott? I'm sure you're a great dad, but you and I wouldn't take on that project. I just don't think it's worth it. It's a massive job. Massive. You know, it would be hard if you had a wood framed floor to do this job, but with concrete, you got to, as you say, you got to break it all out, and you're going to break out a lot more than what you think to simply move that toilet drain over a couple of feet or however many feet you got to move it. It's a big job. Yeah. It's a really big job. What is wrong with the configuration now that she dislikes it so much?
So when you walk in, the toilet is right to the right-hand side when you walk in.
Right.
And the shower is in the back wall, and it's a lot of wasted space in the shower is really what it comes down to. There's so much. It's like half the space of the shower is really like a shelf.
Right.
As opposed to being usable. So I might just reconfigure that for them and put a second shower head in. That might be more efficient use of the space, would you think?
Yeah, possibly. I'm having trouble envisioning what the layout is right now, but I'll give you an example. When I moved into my last house, we had a bathtub on the first floor, which, of course, we never used. So I turned that into a shower and a closet, and we use both now a lot. So I think those sorts of solutions make more sense. But moving, flipping the position of a toilet and a shower drain is just a huge job, and I can't imagine it would be worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate the advice. Thanks so much for calling.
Now you can blame us, Scott, and you know, not take the blame for yourself.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Take care. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this wonderful weekend? Well, whatever it is, reach out so we can lend a hand and get your project done and get you back to weekending. Coming up, have you ever had a paint project that just didn't dry right, or it wouldn't cover a stain, or maybe it peeled off faster than it should have? We're going to share some solutions to these paint predicaments next.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Lux Rock, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I know it's a beautiful weekend. You probably got kids' sports and you want to get out there and be in the garden. But whatever you are doing, let us take a moment to help you make your money pit the best place ever. You know, from enhancing your curb appeal to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success.
Well, we're all spending a lot of time outside now, but if your concrete porch or patio needs an update, we are giving away a great product that can do just that.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit. Now, it's a pre-mixed factory-tinted stone coating system that locks onto the concrete, and it's going to produce a surface that's super durable but really nice to look at. Application is really fast and simple. You don't have to be an artist. You just roll on the coatings, and you're going to get a beautiful new stone surface. Plus, it comes in five great colors, so you're going to find something that works for your home. It retails for $155, and it can cover 100 square feet of space. Make sure you check it out at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
That Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now with your questions at MoneyPit.com/ask. Or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Got Nancy from Little Rock on the line who's dealing with some plumbing issues at their Money Pit. What's going on?
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
What about the other faucets in your house? Do they have the same issue?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
Mm-hmm. And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Anything there that's unusual?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Oh, wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
That's very unusual. I've got a couple of ideas, but I'm not convinced that they're absolutely right. I think what I would do here, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right. So I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water test kit. They're not expensive, and they'll test for a whole host of contaminants. And test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with the nasty tasting water, if you taste that cold water, it tastes really bad right away, grab some of that water, send that in for a test. I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it certainly doesn't sound right. I don't think, I mean, sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal leach into the water. I don't know that that's happening here. It wouldn't hurt to replace the fixture in the master bath, but I'd really be concerned about what the condition of the water is in the whole house. So I would start right there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We've got Kenny from Ohio on the line, who's dealing with a new house and some interesting things going on there. Tell us about it. Also, congrats.
It's a two-story house, and when I'm downstairs looking up at the ceiling of the second level, I can almost see the outlines of all the studs. And I've looked up online, and I think it's something that might be called ghosting.
Yep.
And I'm just not sure what to do with it, and just looking for some advice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called ghosting, and basically what it is if you think about what happens to warm air, it rises, right? So if you have dust in the air, or if you like to burn candles or do a lot of cooking, and you get some smoke that gets into that air, it's going to stick to the cooler parts of the ceiling above. And the bottom of the joist is going to be cooler than the drywall itself, especially when you're talking about a floor structure that's between two heated areas of the house. Sometimes you'll see it at the second floor as well if you don't have enough insulation between the floor joists. Now, in your case, you can't really insulate, so it's really just going to be a maintenance issue for you. So what I would say to do is when you're ready to paint that ceiling, I would prime it. Make sure you use a good quality primer, because that will seal in anything that's there. And then a good quality top coat. That's a ceiling paint. You don't want to use anything that has any sheen to it, or you'll have other issues. You'll see like nail pops and cracks and weird things that happen when the drywall was installed. But if it's flat, you won't see that. But make sure it's a washable flat. And this way, what you could do is you could take a clean sponge mop, hold it upside down, get it damp, and literally wipe the ceiling down when that starts to build up.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's doable for me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, Kenny. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to painting, the pros that do this every day perfect their techniques over time and develop a level of expertise that most of us who just paint once in a while probably won't ever pick up. But we're going to share some of those pro painting secrets to give you a hand.
Yeah, and let's start with a key element of any paint project, the primer. Primer is what makes sure that paint sticks and can also hide whatever you're trying to cover up. The tip is to tint that primer. You can choose a gray or a color that's similar to the finished paint and compare it to the plain white primer. It may do a better job of covering that existing paint color, so the finish coat will be more vibrant and will require fewer top coats.
All right. Now, if you're wanting to avoid those ugly brush marks, the secret to a finish that's free of lap and brush marks is mixing a paint extender, it's also called a paint conditioner, into your paint, because this is two things. First of all, it slows down that paint's drying time, so that's going to give you a longer window to overlap those just painted areas without getting those ugly lap marks that you can sometimes see. You know, when you paint over a dried part and it kind of darkens the color, it's definitely noticeable when it happens. Second, that paint extender is going to level out the paint, so brush strokes are virtually eliminated. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Normally, you brush on the paint, you can see all the lines from the brush. But with the conditioner, it's like glass. Like, it's really lovely.
All right, let's talk about how to make sure we don't leave a lot of paint behind on the floors and furniture. This one might surprise you, but I can tell you this. Pro painters do not use bed sheets as chalk gloss, and neither should you. Thin sheets just don't stop splatters and spills from seeping through your flooring. And plastic contains the spills, but it keeps the paint wet for a long time. So what happens? You end up walking through the wet paint, and then you track that all over the house. So what's the solution? It's canvas. It's not slippery, and it'll absorb splatters. It's still a good idea to wipe up large spills, but with the canvas, it really does a great job. So get canvas drop cloths when you're doing the painting.
Now, how about when you get the paint on the brush? There's actually a trick to that, too. So to get the most mileage out of a single fill-up and make fewer trips back to that paint container, pros kind of take on this load-and-go approach. Now, they load the bottom inch and a half of their brush with paint and then tap each side against the inside of the container to kind of knock off those heavy drips, and then they start painting. But a homeowner kind of takes this load and dump technique when they're doing it. They kind of drag that loaded brush along the sides of the container and then kind of wipe off all the paint. It really doesn't do any good to just dunk your brush in the paint and then immediately take it off the brush.
And finally, let's talk about painter's tape. If you want to stop paint from bleeding through, do a thorough job of adhering the painter's tape before you start. So after you apply the tape, just run a putty knife over the top to press it down for a good, tight seal. And with that, you should be good to go for a very successful painting project.
Heading over to Connecticut, where we've got George working on a flooring project. Tell us about it.
Well, I have a family room. It measures 26 by 16, and it's over a dry basement.
Okay.
And I was thinking of putting in wood flooring and replacing the wall-to-wall carpet.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you had any ideas of how to proceed and what kind of wood flooring would you recommend?
So do you want to use natural wood flooring, or do you want to use a product that's like a vinyl plank that looks like wood, or a hybrid stone that looks like wood, or even a ceramic plank that looks like wood?
Yeah, I think it would be better to go with natural wood. I think that would be a bigger return when I go to sell the house.
Sure, yeah. So I don't see any issues with you using a pre-finished hardwood. You know, there are lots of great brands out there in the finishing today, and the factory finishes are terrific. You know, they're really more durable than you can put on your own if you did natural and sanded it and then refinished it. So I would look at the pre-finished wood products. Many of them are much easier to install also than traditional hardwood floor. And so you could take a look at LL Flooring. You could take a look at Mohawk is in the hard surface flooring business now, and choose one of them. And you mentioned the basement is dry. That's good. If you had a real damp space, I'd be more concerned about warping. But the most important thing will be for you to get that subfloor ready. So once you pull the carpet out and you pull the tackless, which is the little spiky strips that help you stretch it around the perimeter out, what I would recommend you do is the floor was probably nailed down. It's probably a plywood subfloor. It's probably nailed down.
That's correct.
I would put screws in every sheet of plywood. I would use the probably 2.5-inch drywall style screws that you put in with a drill or a driver. And I would go, you know, near the nails. And I would re-screw, re-secure every board, because what that's going to do is prevent any movement or squeaks in the future. The last thing you want to have happen is you do this, and then you find a noisy spot after it's under the hardwood.
One thing to consider is the room is pretty much perfectly square except for in front of the fireplace.
Okay.
So, you know, I hesitate to use anything that would, you know, where you'd have short strips of wood. It'd be nice to be able to get, you know, 8 or 8-foot strips for a lot of it, because it's all going to show, and there's no closets to hold to hide the short pieces. Is there anything that I could look for or any brand that would give you longer strips?
Not that I've seen, but I think it's real important to pay attention to the pattern, and that's something that a skilled hardwood installer would be looking for, but there's no reason that you can't do it, so that you avoid. You know, when you take every box out, it's going to have about the same mix of wood lengths in it, board lengths in it, and you want to make sure that you're alternating those seams and that you're alternating the short pieces with the longer pieces as you go. And I think if you do that across the whole floor, you may be conscious of this, but I don't think it's going to be noticeable.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Some very good information.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, having an energy-efficient home can increase your comfort and decrease your expenses, but a home that's too tight can be unhealthy. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
4062.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Belinda who wants to talk electricity. What kind of electrical work are you doing over there?
I live in a house that was built in 1971, so there were no GFI outlets then. And little by little, you know, I've been adding them. So my question is, I have a couple more, you know, that I want in bathrooms and all. When a GFI outlet is added, does it need its own circuit breaker, or is it okay if they splice it into an existing wire?
No, it does not need its own circuit breaker. In fact, the ground fault breaker is a circuit breaker. Now, there's two types of GFCI devices that are most common. One's built into the outlet, and the other one actually is a circuit breaker with a ground fault circuitry built into it. With an older house, typically you're just going to replace the outlet with one that is a GFCI outlet, and an electrician that knows what they're doing should be able to handle that. I always suggest that you test it yourself by using the test button, and if possible, there's a little electrical tester that's in the shape of a plug that tells you a lot of information. All you do is stick this thing in, and it has lights on it, and the lights will tell you if it's grounded. It'll tell you if the polarity is reversed, which means the wires have been put in backwards, and it'll also enable you to test the ground fault outside of the breaker itself, so which is a better test. It's kind of like what happens if you have a bad appliance plugged into it. So it's definitely something that can be done after the fact, and you don't have to do it at the breaker itself.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't need its own dedicated line down to the circuit breaker. Okay. And this tester you're saying is something I should buy to have in my own toolbox in my house?
Yeah, it's called an outlet tester. Yeah, they're like, I don't know, $10. They're really cheap. It looks like a small plug, you know, three-prong plug, and you just plug it in. You'll see there's lights on it and a little push button. And when you read the instructions, you'll see it'll tell you if everything's wired right.
And then the way to test my GFI outlet that I have, you just press that red button.
Yeah, it should click off, right, and be dead, basically.
Thank you.
Well, guys, an energy-efficient home can save homeowners big on energy and cash, but since they're so airtight, they often require extra ventilation to make sure you're maintaining a healthy indoor air environment. And that's where mechanical ventilation steps in. Now, it seems counterintuitive to think that we have to let air into a building when for hundreds of years we've done nothing but chase out the drafts.
Yeah, so homes of the past were kind of naturally leaky and let enough outside air in, and that ventilation definitely helps get rid of contaminants ranging from chemicals in the building material and furniture to germs and toxins. But new energy-efficient homes don't have those little gaps and voids where those drafts could slip through, and as a result, we have to strategically bring fresh air inside without undoing the home's efficiency.
Right, so if you want to bring fresh air in without wasting energy, there are really two approaches you should consider. First is a heat recovery ventilation system, or HRV. It pulls in fresh air while exhausting stale air, but it allows the heat found within that stale air to preheat that incoming fresh air. So basically, as an added bonus, you use less energy bringing outdoor air up to room temperature. It does require a fan to run continually. Now, the next option is an ERV, or energy recovery ventilator. It does everything an HRV does, but it goes a little further. It captures humidity from the air, and an ERV is generally better for warmer climates. So how do you decide between the two? Well, it really depends on your moisture levels. If your house is more humid in the winter, an HRV is a better choice. Bottom line, pick your best option, and you'll enjoy much cleaner and healthier air.
Taking a local call from Steve in New York, who's dealing with a heating question. What's going on?
I used to have a steam heat system in my house with the old radiators.
Okay.
My house is probably from the 1890s, and I was thinking about the radiators that have been removed, and I've been heating with, like, just a direct vent heat system, you know, one of them gas wall units. And I was thinking about trying to put forced air in that house, but I have no way to get through the, you know, the bottom of the first floor or, like, the second floor because I have, like, soap plates in the wall. I was wondering if you got any ideas what I can do for a heat system instead of putting steam back in here. Because I'd like to put central air in the house, too.
Right, so you want to have a ducted system that where you can have heat
right.
And air. And you say that you used to have these steam radiators, but you took those out. That's kind of a shame because steam radiators and steam heat in general is a pretty warm and wonderful way to heat a house.
Well, I still have the radiators downstairs, and I could put them back in. That was my other question, too. Should I just go back to the steam radiators and the steam boiler and just forget the air condition.
To restore the steam heating system, you would have the benefit of warm, moist, and comfortable heat in the winter. Your air conditioning system would be a separate ducted system. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can use a traditional ducting system, which would run in through your walls, or you say it's difficult because of the way the walls are constructed now. But in some cases, I know I have a house that's a little bit older than yours, and when I put in air conditioning, we were able to run them ducts in closets and places like that, so they weren't quite so obvious without going through the walls itself. But there's another system I'd like you to look into called Space Pack, spelled P-A-K, S-P-A-C-P-A-K.com, spacepack.com. This is a system that is a high-velocity, low-volume design. So the ducts of a Space Pack system are only like 3.5-inch or so tubes, and they can be inside wall and floor cavities very easily. You don't have to have the big ducts, and what they do is they move air through at a faster speed. That's why they're called high velocity, and they still do a great job of cooling the place. So that's another option for you in terms of getting air conditioning, but again, it's a separate system than the heating system that you have now. And of course, the third option is just to go with ducts all the way. And putting in a forced air system won't be as comfortable as the hot water, but it would be less expensive than two systems. But you're going to have to find a very talented HVAC contractor that understands this is an old historic home, and he can't just go tearing things wide open. He's got to be creative and strategic about how he gets the ducts into each place in the house.
Do you recommend a baseboard electric heat at all?
No, it will cost you an arm and a leg, especially in New York.
Yeah.
The very most expensive way to heat a house.
Okay, I thought the electric baseboard came down in price, but I guess I'm wrong on that.
It's not the baseboard that comes down in price. The equipment is cheap. It's electricity.
Yeah,
that costs you.
I thought they were cheaper to run today, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. No. All right, Steve, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front door can do both. We're going to have tips when the Money Pit continues.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, then dive on into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, you're thinking of sprucing up your outdoor living space this spring? We've got a great giveaway that can help you do just that.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit, which is a pre-mixed factory-tinted stone coating system, and it goes right onto the concrete. You don't have to be an artist. It simply goes on so beautifully. It comes in five colors, so you're going to find something that works for your money pit. Check it out, because it retails for $155, and it can cover 100 square feet of space. Look at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com, and check it on out.
That Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit from Daish is going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading to the northwest of Montana, where Dave is on the line. He's got a question about ceiling countertops. Well, how can we help you?
I have granite countertops myself, and I've talked to the people that install granite countertops around here, and they all say it's a rock. It doesn't need to be sealed, and they have no product that they'll sell me. I guess maybe they want to come into my house and do it themselves. But
yeah, well, I mean, my experience, and Leslie, you can share yours, but my experience has been that granite does, in fact, need to be sealed, especially when foods like coffee or tomato sauce or things like that get spilled on them, because they stain. They become they absorb the colors of those stains. And so the sealants on the granite, yeah, it's stone, but it doesn't mean it's not going to absorb whatever falls upon it. So yeah, I think it does need to be sealed. And sure, there's do-it-yourself sealing products and there's professional sealing products, but it's definitely a surface that has to be sealed.
And they are supposed to be resealed. And the lighter the color, the more often they are supposed to be sealed. Granite is a harder surface than marble, so requires like a different type of sealant and a different sort of type of frequency to sealing. I don't do my granite countertops as often as I should. I've had them in the house 16 years. I've probably sealed them 3 times. I think the recommendation is every 2 to 3 years. And I notice little spots where it does, you know, chip out or the things where the sealant's wearing. But Tom's right. If it's a lighter color, you need to make sure that it remains sealed constantly, because oil and sauces and wine will stain the heck out of it if it's not sealed properly.
I think the secret is to choose a granite top that looks like oil and sauces and wine, and then you're kind of covered, right?
Yeah, yeah. So is there something, some kind of a product that you recommend that has a certain additive or a certain chemical makeup that would be best to use? Because, I mean, I'm not going to pay these guys a lot of money to come out every couple of years. I've had it done, oh, 2 or 3 times in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And so it tells me that it does need to be done if they're coming out to my place to do it.
So there are a number of commercial products that are perfect for do-it-yourselfers. One is called Granite Gold. Product's been around a long time. I don't know if what you've been using, Leslie. Have you done this yourself? Have you hired somebody to do it?
I know. I have the company that, you know, installed the granite all those years ago come and do it. And they always reprimand me for not doing it soon.
Well, of course, because they need the work. But
right.
You can be the judge of that. There's a lot of consumer products that are available that would do a fine job, if nothing else, for maintaining it before having it professionally done. I don't think there's anything to be lost by doing it yourself. You know, you could pick up a bottle of Granite Gold for like $20-25 and probably do your whole tops.
Well, I'll look into that.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us. It's a good question. A lot of folks are confused by that, so we're happy to address it.
Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front entry can do both.
Yep. Surveys show that installing a new front entry to your home can deliver a dramatic boost in what home buyers think your home is worth, and that leads to a lot more interest at the time of sale.
Yeah, now doors are available in wood or steel, but new fiberglass entry doors can look so much like real wood that it's totally hard to tell the difference. Now, they're also far more energy efficient than both wood or steel doors, and often they come with multi-point locks that make them almost impossible to break into.
True, but installing a new door is not for the inexperienced home improver, and it's best left to a pro. Removing the old door opens your home up to the elements, and you get surprises like rot or insect damage that are often found. Plus, home security or electrical wiring all require special care, and pros know how to install a door that won't shift and become hard to operate no matter how much settlement your home goes through or no matter what the weather might be. And this way, you'll get many years of hassle-free use. We did this improvement to my home probably 10 years ago. We removed steel entry doors, and we put in fiberglass doors. And like you said, Leslie, we got the multi-point locks, which is kind of like, I think of it as like a bank door, right? You have pins at the top of the door, pins at the side of the door, really big, heavy hinges. And then the fiberglass itself, I haven't touched it with a paintbrush in over 10 years now because it just holds the paint really, really well, and it looks like a wood door. So for all those reasons, we really love our doors. Plus, I've got a feature called a venting side light. So think of it as like a half-wide screen door. You know, it's a regular side light, but when you open it up, there's a narrow screen in there, which just serves as a nice way to ventilate the house. So all good reasons to consider upgrading or updating your home's doors with a fiberglass door.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call and let us know what you are working on. We'd love to help you take those projects off your to-do list and put them on your done list. I like the sound of that. Coming up, do your pipes shake and rattle when you use the sink? Well, the solution is simple, and that's next on the Money Pit.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the projects done that you'd like to take on around your house. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
John wrote into Team Money Pit and says, my house was built in 1976, and whenever the cold water is running, there's a pulsating in the water pressure and the pipes shake. This just started today, and I'm wondering what might be causing this problem.
Well, John, when pipes start to make those sorts of noises, the shake, the rattles, the rolls, the banging, it's almost always caused by the same thing, and that is that the pipes are loose. Now, over time, the brackets that support those pipes and hold them against the framing of your house, and you'll see this in the basement crawl space most commonly because they go through the walls. Obviously, you can't see there. But in those areas, those brackets get loose and the pipes start to move. And that, coupled with the fact that water, as it moves through the pipe, is very heavy, so that weight sloshes around and causes the pipes to have some minds of their own sometimes, the way they shake and they rattle. So what you need to do is pick up some additional pipe clamps and go ahead and strap those pipes down and tighten them up, or you could even tighten up the ones that are there now. Sometimes the nails will back out a little bit and loosen up, but if you secure those pipes against the frame, I think that the noise will go down considerably, if not completely.
All right, now Cindy wrote in saying, my dog loves running the fence line with the other dogs on all three sides of us. She kicks up quite a mess. What's the safest thing to put around the perimeter of the yard that won't hurt her paws or cause her to slide and get hurt? Well, it's nice that you have some fun dog neighbors that your pupper loves to play with. I mean, I think it probably could really benefit from some sort of, not exactly like a moss, but like one of those low plant things that are almost walkable, that you can find in any local garden center that's great for your area of the country and your zone and your, you know, amount of sunlight. But they're low, they're green, they work really nicely to kind of just fill the space, but they're super durable. So I imagine that would be great. The other thing I would suggest is turf. We have a turf yard. The dog can't mess it up at all. Even the kids can't mess it up, which makes me really happy because they were both doing terrible things to the yard, and now they don't.
Yeah. You want to watch out, though, for paved or sandy surfaces because they can get too hot for your pet to walk uncomfortably, and watch out for tiny pebbles or thorns or gravel that can get caught in between those paws to make sure your pet play area also includes grass, because that is the perfect product for pets to romp in. And as Leslie said, if you get turf grass, well, it's even easier.
The turf is excellent. I mean, it does get hot, so I'm not going to lie. Like, that could be your area of concern, especially with the pup if you get a ton of sunlight in the backyard. But it's warm, but, I mean, we've never had issue with it. We didn't use the black sort of rubber pellets in between it. We used sand, so it does keep it on the cooler side. It's not like when you go to the kids' soccer game on a turf field and it's just on fire on your ankles. And because I have a small yard, it wasn't terribly expensive. So maybe even just do a channel of turf around the three sides of the yard. But definitely, as Tom said, nothing hard, nothing that could definitely, you know, hurt the pup. We don't want that.
Hey, here's a question. Is it weird, though, seeing the bright green turf grass, like, in the middle of winter?
No, it's better than the muddy dirt areas in the summer. And it's not like I have it out front. Now, believe me, I have some friends who live, you know, in different parts of the island, and they know people who've put it on the front yard, and that's weird. It's because it's bright and it's green all the time. So definitely keep it in the backyard. That's like your little secret.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your spring weekend with us. Now that you've listened, you can spend the rest of the weekend working on the projects that you're trying to get done, hopefully with some of the ideas that we passed on to you. But if you've got questions, or maybe you got a project we didn't cover today, you can reach out anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body. Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics. On the web, via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Thanks to research, there have been recent declines in lung cancer death rates. Unfortunately, many groups are still underrepresented in clinical research trials, such as Black Americans. That's why the American Lung Association encourages all lung cancer patients, including Black Americans, to speak with their health care providers about clinical trials so that all people affected by cancer can equally benefit from the latest science and treatments. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Radon is present at high levels in many homes, schools, and other buildings, and is the second leading cause of lung cancer. That's why the American Lung Association, the EPA, and other groups are partnering to raise awareness about the health risks and what you can do. It's easy to test for radon. In fact, do-it-yourself kits are both simple to use and inexpensive. Learn more at lung.org/radon. That's lung.org/radon.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast, with no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles. We make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Babbel. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Radio.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, what are you working on this beautiful spring weekend? If you are in your house, if you're in your yard, if you're thinking about taking on some projects to improve your outdoor living space, maybe spruce up your kitchen, spruce up your bathroom, maybe do a big remodeling project, maybe do a little project. We don't care if you're hanging a picture or changing out your kitchen. If you've got a project in mind and need some help, we'd love to talk with you about just that. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and post your question. Coming up on today's program, are you a do-it-yourselfer but need better do-it-yourself workspace? We're going to share some tips to create a productive and efficient garage workspace to handle projects both big and small.
And it's one of your favorite foods, or maybe your kid's favorite. I'm talking about pizza. Can you imagine being able to grow all of your favorite pizza toppings right in your backyard? Well, you can with your own pizza garden. We're going to have some tips on how you can do just that in a bit.
And could germs actually be lurking in your laundry? It might seem counterintuitive, but for the health, safety, and cleanliness of your family, it's important to actually wash your washing machine. We're going to tell you how to deep clean your machines just ahead.
I mean, imagine that. All that water and soap and you still have to clean it. But first, guys, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. So let us know what you're working on so we can lend a hand.
Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, now we've got Karen in Pennsylvania on the line who wants to add a railing to a porch. Tell us about it.
Okay, when we built this home, they put in a prefab hollow porch step, okay?
Okay.
A wider porch and then two steps that go down at our front door.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband wants to put a railing on it. Would it be sturdy enough to put a screw in a post to put the railing in to screw it? The one will be attached onto the house that is brick, and the other one would be going into that hollow porch. Would that be sturdy enough to do that?
Well, I think it can be sturdy enough if you use the right attaching points and the right type of screws. Now, when you're going into any kind of masonry, so for the house as well with the brick and the hollow concrete steps, you would use something called a tapcon, which is just a very specialized type of screw that's meant to go into a masonry surface. And the way sort of the grooves are on the stem of the screw itself is they're tighter together, they're a little thicker, so they'll really bite into that masonry and really grab a hold. So if you use something like that, which is appropriate for that location, it should have no problem as long as you get the right weight, the right length, you know, depending on that situation. You can find it at any home center. They come in, you know, just a couple or in a larger box. Some of them need a specialized bit. Sometimes you need a hammer drill just to sort of get into that masonry surface first to allow space for that screw. But, I mean, it's generally an easy project and, you know, just a little bit of time and a little bit of effort.
Yeah, they're very distinctive. They're a blue color. And by the way, if it turns out that hollow step just doesn't have enough meat in it, so to speak, to attach, the other option here is just to drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step, depending on how it lines up, you know, with the rest of your house, and just set a post in the soil. To do that, you would simply use a post hole digger and dig down about 3 feet. You would stick a wood post in there, and then you could pour a concrete mix by Quikrete that's available in the red bag. It's called Fast Setting Concrete. You pour it in there dry. Now, you don't have to mix it up first. You pour it in there dry. Make sure the post is nice and level. And then you water it like you're watering a plant. You just put some water in the hole, and it hardens for you. And then you could adjust the height of it. You could cut it down the size, and that would be then supported by the soil. So if it turns out the step is just not possible for you to support the post there, you could always do it by setting the post directly in grade. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Now we've got Mike on the line who's super chilly in Chicago, and he's got a question about insulation. What's going on?
My wife and I are first-time homeowners. We bought a house last year that was built in 1910. It is a classic Chicago two-flat that was converted into a single-family home. It's a flat roof made out of brick. You know, I have a scoping camera that I've been poking around and behind nooks and crannies and walls and things like that. I'm pretty convinced that there's no insulation in the walls. So what are my options here? You know, moisture is a concern. It's my understanding that brick needs to breathe. You know, do we have an option of putting insulation in? If so, what type? You know, what concerns might there be? What questions might we want to ask? And is it a matter of, you know, do you need to tear out the drywall and fill the insulation in, or can it just be packed in the cavity there? So those are the types of questions I'm wading through. What are my options? What it might look like? How would you go about this? Thanks so much.
Mike, I love the fact, first of all, that you own a boroscope. that's a tool that the only folks that own those are home inspectors like me, where we have these cameras that you can use and look into walls and around outlets. They're very fun. So I'm glad you got one of those. So now that you used it, and you're going to find more things to do as a result of that, including insulating these brick walls. Now, unfortunately, you have some limited options here. Typically, brick walls, obviously, as you know, were not insulated. The fact that you have a double wall was all the insulation you get. If you did want to insulate those walls, your only option is really to take the drywall down inside your house and then to apply rigid foam insulation, sheet insulation, to those walls and then put the drywall back. That is something that is obviously, you know, pretty disruptive process. There's a lot of work to be done. But the other thing you could do is focus on all the things that you can control. So, for example, let's talk about drafts. You know, you can seal those windows inside and out by caulking the exterior perimeter and the interior perimeter. I usually caulk both sides of the trim on the inside to cut down on drafts. You could replace windows if they're drafty, obviously, and get new Energy Star windows. If you have outlets and light switches and that sort of thing on exterior walls, make sure that you're putting gaskets behind them. There are switch gaskets and outlet gaskets. Comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. They're very inexpensive, $1 or $2 a piece. They'll help seal out those drafts. And you mentioned you had some insulation in the attic. I would quantify that and see how much insulation and make sure you're maximizing the insulation that you can have there. I realize it may be a narrow space, but doing those sorts of things will help make the place more comfortable. So good luck with that house and that project, and we're glad you're getting a lot out of the show. Take care.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this spring weekend, let us give you a hand so you can get that project done and get back to enjoying life. I mean, we all enjoy doing home improvement projects, but maybe sometimes you just want to sit and watch a game. You do you. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do all those other projects? Well, we're going to share tips on putting together a great garage workshop when the Money Pit returns. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, why not dive on into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence? Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, are you thinking of sprucing up your outdoor living spaces for spring? It's the season to do just that. And if you've got a concrete patio or porch that's part of that project, we've got a great product to give away to one lucky listener.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit up for grabs. It's pre-mixed. It's factory tinted. It goes on super easy. You do not have to be an artiste to make this look amazing. You just roll on those coatings, and you've got a beautiful new stone surface. You can check out the five amazing colors at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. For $155, that can is going to cover about 100 square feet of space. But it's yours for free if you get on the air with us and we draw your name out of the Money Pit hat.
That's right. We've got one kit from Dice Coatings going out to one lucky listener. So call us right now with your questions or post them to the website at moneypit.com/ask.
Lori in Missouri's on the line and needs help with some speckling. What's going on?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling.
Yep.
And I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Unfortunately, you can't do that without the mess. Because you're going to be quite a messy project. There are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you, though. But let me kind of walk you through this. The first thing you need to do is to test it for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that sort of popcorn material. You can pick up an asbestos testing kit at most home centers and major hardware stores, or you could use an outside lab. It's not terribly expensive. Once we know that it's not asbestos, then your first option is kind of what we call the wet scrape. And what you do is you start with kind of like a 1 gallon garden sprayer, a garden pump sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes. And then you should be able to take a spackle knife or a putty knife and simply scrape off that ceiling. Go slow, start in a small area, make sure that it has absorbed the water. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job, because I'm sure you missed some spots. And, of course, the second option is to do that, but do it dry. And it's totally doable, meaning it's been done, though, with varying levels of success. It's not totally encouraged. Because if you do, of course, have any asbestos, obviously you can't do it. If you have lead paint, it's a problem. It's much easier for stuff to become airborne, so it's a very, very dusty way to go. Now, there is a tool that's available that kind of helps with this, and one is called a popcorn ceiling scraper. It's actually a vacuum attachment. It attaches to your shop vac or your wet-dry vac. And as you sort of pull it across that surface and the debris scrapes off, it goes right into the vacuum. And then there's another one that Homax makes that's just like a very, very wide scraper, kind of like, think of it as like a 10 or 12 inch wide spackle blade. And that can help you with the project too. But, you know, if your desire was to try to do it, in a way that was less messy, it's just not going to happen. By nature of the beast, it's going to be very messy. And then Leslie, once that stuff is down, you know, she's probably not going to have a perfectly clean ceiling as much as you would have if it was brand new. But I think you do have to prime it before you're painting it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to say, when you're scraping, try not to, like, gouge too deeply. You don't want to damage the ceiling any further in the process to give you more stuff to repair. But a primer is going to be really imperative. You know, latex primers are available. You can get ones that are oil-based. You can get a Bin or a Zinsser. You really want to sort of seal in that surface. And then always go with a flat paint on the ceiling. And make sure you get ceiling paint, because that's just going to adhere more nicely to a ceiling since it is over your head. And it does have a little bit more thickness than a regular wall paint would. But after that, I think you're going to be super happy.
All right. I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
He's laughing because he's not going to do it.
Well, if you enjoy doing DIY projects, having a dedicated space is essential for getting things done efficiently. But if you've got a garage, that space can easily be transformed into a functional workshop without breaking the bank. We're going to share tips on how you can create a garage workshop in just a weekend, including proper lighting, all for under $500.
Well, the first step is to get a sturdy workbench with a solid top. You basically want to aim for a bench that's about 24 inches deep and about 38 inches high. Now, some come with drawers and even have adjustable height tops to suit your comfort level. I mean, for me, I prefer a taller workbench to avoid backaches from leaning over the work that I'm doing. But you can buy a ready-made bench for just a couple hundred bucks or build a simple one yourself in less than a day for about $100. And if you want to really make it a comfortable space, just add a cushioned floor mat right in front of that bench where you'll stand as you work on your projects.
Now, bright lighting is crucial for your work surfaces. High-intensity LED shop lights are excellent for task lighting over the workbench, and these lights are many times brighter than the old fluorescent shop lights that they're styled after. You want to aim for 130 to 150 lumens per square foot of workspace when you're planning your lighting.
Now, you also want to make sure your workshop has sufficient electrical service with enough outlets and capacity for your power tools. Place outlets near your workspace to avoid using extension cords and causing tripping hazards. And think about upgrading the 20-amp circuits for better performance of your tools.
Now, effective storage solutions are essential. You want to plan what items you need nearby, what can be displayed openly, and what should be kept behind closed cabinet doors. Modular storage systems offer flexibility in arranging the shelves, the bins, and hooks to kind of really suit your specific needs. And many garage storage systems are also available for convenience. For larger tools and supplies, you can use sturdy stackable plastic bins with lids. So you kind of have to get creative and really figure out what you need to store where.
And lastly, if you're going to be using the workshop during the winter, think about some heating options for comfort. There are a lot of affordable electric heaters that are available to keep your workspace cozy during those chilly project times. And in fact, we've got a guide to buy garage heating on MoneyPit.com that you'll probably find very, very helpful.
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken. Because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage. And mine, they, for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house than the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells the boat to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I looked online, and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes. I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I wouldn't want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company, has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you can try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Chris from Tennessee on the line who just put in a new septic tank and needs some help with the yard work. What can we do for you?
Yes, we had some people to come and put our septic tank in about 5 years ago, and the yard looked great when they got done with it. Now we got a bunch of sinkholes and a bunch of hills in the backyard, and I just want to know the best way to fix that without messing up the septic tank and messing up the water line and stuff.
So is the distribution field in the area where all these sinkholes are and this depression?
Yes, sir.
So you got to be really careful because you don't want to put any heavy equipment over that because you can crush those pipes. So you can add topsoil on top of that, but I wouldn't go over it with anything heavier than a wheelbarrow full of dirt.
Okay.
And so I would fill them in by hand, and I would rake that out, and I would reseed it. The good news is that it will probably grow quite nicely being over the septic field, but I would be careful not to put anything heavy equipment-wise into that area because you can crush the pipes, and then you're going to have a bigger problem.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, cooking and gardening do go hand in hand, and now more than ever, more people are choosing to grow their own pizza gardens. It's fun for everybody, especially the kiddos. We're going to dig in just ahead.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
com/book.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, here's a quick tip. You know, we did a roof replacement recently on a house that we own, and because of that, we ended up having to re-side part of the house because when taking the shingles off, things got kind of messed up a bit, and we really need to replace a few shingles. The problem is that the siding is cement and asbestos. Now, Leslie, I know your house used to have that, if I remember right. And my new house has it, and I'm happy with it. I don't see any reason to take it off. It holds paint really, really well. It's outside. The asbestos is inside of a cement binder. But try to find replacement shingles, that's a problem.
Yeah, good luck.
But now, I did find that there are fiber cement shingles that are available that look exactly like the old-fashioned asbestos. So I was able to buy two bundles of those, paint them white to match the house, and now I've got a few new shingles on it that look just like the old ones.
Oh, that's pretty great. Good find.
Jim in Illinois is on the line with some drafty windows. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, I have in a historic old home. It's over 100 years old.
Okay.
And it has all of the original windows and glass in it.
All right.
And they are, needless to say, very drafty. So I was trying to figure out a way that was fairly cost-effective closing up those drafts.
So if you want to keep the original windows, then you essentially have to work with what you have. So adding weather stripping is really the limit of what you can do with those. I will say that if you've got one that's really drafty in a room that maybe you don't need to open the window, there is a product that's called temporary caulk or weather stripping caulk. It's basically a caulk that's designed to go on clear, and then in the spring you can peel it off. It comes off sort of in a rubbery strip. So that's also an effective way to seal a window that you're not going to open. But remember, you're kind of sealing it shut, so you got to be careful not to do that in a bedroom or a place where you need to have emergency egress. Now, if you want to replace the window, you could look at different manufacturers that make very historic windows. Marvin, for example, is very good at this. Anderson is good at it as well. They make windows that fit well into a historic building. And then, of course, you've got all the modern conveniences that are associated with that. I think that you would find, you know, obviously huge energy differences, not only in the drafts, but also in the solar heat gain in the summer, because I'm sure there's nothing stopping all of that heat of the sun from getting in to those windows. And if you have new glass that's got a low E coating, it's going to reflect that heat back out. So weather stripping, liquid weather stripping, or temporary caulk, or window replacement, those would be your options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, a pizza garden is a fun way to get the whole family involved in gardening. Plus, it's a great way for parents to sneak in some veggies. So here's what you need to know. First of all, let's talk about the space. You don't need a lot of space for your pizza garden. A 4x4 area is pretty much perfect. You can even make a circle and mark off the areas in wedges for more fun, like a pizza pie. Get it? Now, those raised beds are going to work wonderfully for this type of garden. You just have to make sure that the soil is well mixed, drained, and then ready to go.
Next, it's time to pick your tomatoes. Now, tomatoes are the key to pizza sauce, so they're definitely a must. Roma tomatoes are the choice when making sauces. Now, if you're going to go for the small, compact pizza garden in, say, a 4x4 area, you probably only need one plant. And I always surprise Leslie when we plant our garden, and we always buy the tiny little seedlings from the garden center, and they look so lonely at that moment, right? There's so much room around them. And, man, 3 months later, 4 months later, you can hardly see through it. It's a complete forest of plants. So Remember, they're going to grow. They're going to get big. Next, it's time to pick your peppers. You're going to want to choose a bell pepper plant or two and also a banana pepper plant. Choose early varieties and make sure they are good choices for your growing area.
All right, next, you want to spice it up because really, what's a pizza without the spices? It's just boring. I mean, pizzas are Italian in nature, so that means basil, parsley, and rosemary. Now, you can plant one or two and, you know, use them fresh or dry, whatever you want. You just snip off what you need, and then, of course, that plant just keeps growing. Now, don't forget onions. Onion bulbs are quick and easy to plant. They can be harvested as green onions, or you can allow them to develop into bigger, full-size onions. And, of course, you're going to need those onions when you're making your sauce for the pizza, so you definitely have to grow those.
Now, once everything is planted in your garden, you're going to be delighted at how much fun it is to see your pizza garden growing. What a great project to take on with kids, too, right?
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. My radar, I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove. And on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out. And I have to replace them about once a month. And they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or wow, give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house. And see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, cleaning tips and tricks for those overlooked spaces in your home when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in a red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on at your Money Pit? Give us a call so we can help make your house the best home on the block, because that's what we kind of like to do. We'd love to make your home completely stand out, you know, from enhancing that curb appeal to creating the perfect indoor oasis. Every single episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights that's going to make your home improvement dreams a reality. Be sure to subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and then embark on your journey to home renovation success.
Well, this time of year, we're all spending a lot of time outside enjoying the beautiful weather. But if your concrete porch or patio needs an update, we're giving away a great product that can help. It's from Dice Coatings, and it's the Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Kit.
Yeah, and it comes in five great colors. It goes on super fast, super simple. You don't have to be an artist. And it's going to make a surface of your concrete that's super attractive, but also really, really durable. You can check it out at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. We've got one can, which will cover about 100 square feet of space, up for grabs.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. Reach out to us with your questions now at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Gary in Virginia is on the line and is dealing with some odor coming from the sink. Tell us what's going on.
We do have a problem in the bathroom. I'm not sure where it's coming from. I don't know whether it could be trapped gases or whether it could be... I don't think it's anything in the water because it's just in the bathroom. But a lot of times when we take a shower, you know, get out and, now if we get dried off and everything and leave the bathroom and come back in, it's a terrible odor in there. It smells like, you know, kind of like a sewer, I guess, maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, we've had our septic pumped out, last year and it, you know, it's not that, but, and it not only happens in the shower, it can happen in the, like if, we use the tub or sometimes if we're at the sink, you know, like we shave you, if I shave or something like that and finish up, it's like it comes up through the pipe, but it doesn't happen every time. It could happen twice a week. It could happen no time.
It sounds like something we call biogas. You get bacteria that will form in the drains and in the traps and in the fittings around there. And the bacteria itself has an awful odor to it.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would take the trap apart for the bathroom sink because you can get to that. I would use a bottle brush and scrub the heck out of all of that. I would put it back together and fill the entire trap with oxygenated bleach and let it sit. I would do the same thing for the bathtub. I would take the drain cover off. I would use a bottle brush to get down there and scrub the insides of those pipes, and I would fill those with oxygenated bleach and let them sit because the bleach is going to kill those microbes, kill that bacteria, and that should make a difference. If it is biogas, it smells terrible. And
but why would it do that at
you know, every time.
Well, sometimes it's more active than others is all I could say. But, you know, it depends on a lot of things, including the air pressure in the room. You know, if the room happens to have a lower pressure because of other things going on in the house, you know, it may draw out or not. So that it's probably there all the time. It's just that you don't smell it because of the airflow.
Yeah, what we've had, you know, a plumber look at it, and, you know, he's just, he can't find the answer either. So, you know.
Well, I think if you Google biogas, you'll see that there are a lot of folks that have the same issue, and this is how you solve it.
Right. All right. I appreciate your help.
Well, did you know that your washing machine might not actually be washing the germs out of your family clothes? Here's what happens. Over the years, washing machines can become contaminated with fecal bacteria, and that potentially can leave millions of germs behind in your laundry. Even worse, it might even be possible that the viruses linger on clothes and potentially affect those who come in contact with them.
Well, that's just gross. Thank you so much, Tom.
My job.
Well, always. We always learn something nasty, but here is how you fix it. Now, to kill any viruses or bacteria, first you want to wipe the washer door, those washer door seals if you've got a front load, with a solution of 25% bleach and water. Now, unless white streaks are your thing, you've just got to be careful not to spill it or have it come in contact with the clothing. And next, then, you run that washer without clothes in it using just hot water and 1/2 gallon of bleach. That bleach is going to sanitize the machine and all of the plumbing components involved, and that's going to kill any viruses or bacteria that's been left behind.
And finally, be sure to select the extra rinse option to make sure all the bleach is cleaned out before the next load.
Jennifer in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a flooring project. Tell us about it.
We are planning on laying hardwood in our home. We have a two-story home, and I'm wanting to know if it is better to lay each plank the same direction, upstairs and downstairs, or can we switch it up?
Generally speaking, you want to go in the long direction of the room. So in other words, you want the boards to be parallel to the longest wall. I would not switch that up because it's going to look odd, don't you think?
Yeah, it makes the room seem bigger.
Oh, okay.
Now, what kind of hardwood floors are you putting down, Jennifer? Are they pre-finished hardwood floors?
Yeah, it's the snap and lock.
Okay, so it's an engineered floor. So make sure they're parallel to the longest wall. And remember, nothing is square about a house, so
yeah.
measure the center of the room as determined by the center point between the walls, and figure it out so you don't end up with like a sliver of hardwood floor on the end.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, checking now for little leaks in your plumbing system can save you a flood of money in the future. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, whether you're working inside or out, whether you got a repair, a big fix, a decor dilemma, reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Mark in New Jersey wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I'm upcycling some accent pieces we had in storage for my living room, but I'm struggling with putting them together. Is there a secret? Isn't it so fun when you kind of discover your own prop closet and you're seeing like, ooh, I know I've had all these things forever, but look how fun it can be when I group them a little bit differently or put them together in unexpected ways. So I kind of always go with the rule of keeping things in odd number groupings. 3, 5, 7, you know, it's just, I don't know, it always feels better when it's just an odd number. And I'm looking at their shape, their sizes, their colors, the finishes. I like to mix it up. I like to keep things in different, you know, sort of similar tones, but different ways of representing that color. So again, if the finish is different, if the sheen is different, something, anything. And then I kind of group them together. Something tall, something medium, something small. You know, you don't want three things of the same size. You kind of mix it up. And the best way is to just kind of play around. Remember, you can do lower arrangements on a coffee table. You can add something taller against a wall. You can also layer things. If you've got like a large piece of art, no one says you have to hang it on the wall. You can kind of lean it and then put a large vase or urn or something with it. You just kind of have to play. I'm also super happy to put the puzzle together for you if you want to send us some pics.
All right. Dante says he has a leak in his garage. He says it's a slow leak during heavy rains where the garage meets the house. He was told by a roofing company that flashing was never placed beneath the shingles against the house. He's wondering what the best sealant would be to stop the leak for the next few years until he gets a new roof. All right. So I would say you don't need a sealant here. I'd say it's easier to make this flashing repair because the sealants applied on top of a roof are simply not going to last. They look like hell, by the way, because they're just like black, plasticky, tarry-like patches. They dry out quickly, and you end up putting more and more and more on. So I would say that add the flashing now is not a terrible job, depending on what kind of siding you have. I'd rather see you do that and be good to go than just try to nurse this thing along for a few years. Just doesn't make sense.
All right, Dante, good luck with finding that leak.
Well, even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time. If you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie explains how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, a little leak can add up to a lot of cash.
Yeah, it sure can. And here's the best way to check for leaks in sinks. You want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then, with a bright flashlight, you want to inspect the drain under the sink. If no leak is spotted, close that stopper and let the sink fill up until it hits the overflow. But do not walk away during this part because some faucets can fill the sink faster than the overflow can drain it, and then you're going to end up with a lot of water everywhere.
So stick around for this part and pay attention. Now, after that water has been running through the overflow for another minute or two, you want to check the drain under the sink again. If no leak is spotted, your sink is good to go. You can move on to the next sink and repeat. Now, for toilets, you want to pour a bit of food coloring into the tank. Wait 20 minutes and then check the bowl to see if any of that colored water has leaked through. If it has, you need to replace that flush valve. This way you're going to stop flushing your money down the toilet. I mean, it definitely is a good way to know if you've got a leak in the toilet. And I'm telling you, replacing that flush valve is super duper duper easy, and there's a ton of great videos online as well.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, stone walls are synonymous with strength, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all. We're going to share tips on how to build a stone wall that will stand the test of time on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Student anti-war protesters at U.S. universities digging in, vowing to keep their demonstrations going, while several school faculties have condemned university presidents for calling in law enforcement. As Columbia University continues to try to appease the pro-Palestinian student encampments, the university's Senate criticized the school's president after more than 100 protesters were arrested last week. The intensity of the anger has created a new challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, faced a significant but largely symbolic rebuke from the faculty Friday, but remains and retains the support of trustees who have the power to hire and fire. It's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle-building supplements to minors in New York.
The first of the nation law went into effect this week. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements has resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients, like steroids, putting kids at risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the market, but it doesn't test products before they're sold. New York's law allows the state to fine businesses who sell kids the diet pills. John Scott reporting.
Democrat Janet Mills signed off on a suite of gun safety legislation approved by Maine lawmakers after the deadliest mass shooting in state history, expanding background checks for private sales of weapons, among other things. More at townhall.com.
As we all know, that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A deadly explosion in Southeast Asia.
An ammunition explosion at a base in the west of Cambodia has claimed the lives of around 20 soldiers, with several others injured. Prime Minister Hun Manet shared on social media the shocking news of the explosion and offered condolences to the soldiers' families. The Prime Minister also promised that the government would pay for their funerals and provide compensation both to those killed and injured. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion, but pictures from the scene showed a destroyed building in smoke and soldiers receiving treatment in a hospital. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Mexican journalists are protesting a day after one of their colleagues was killed in the southern state of Morelos. They're demanding a transparent investigation, and they're venting their anger over the dangers reporters face in that country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A lawyer for Harvey Weinstein says his client is in the hospital. Here's Julie Walker.
One-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is in Bellevue Hospital undergoing testing after being transferred from an upstate New York prison to the city jails, according to his lawyer. This came a day after a Thursday ruling vacated his 2020 rape conviction after concluding a trial judge permitted too much evidence not directly related to the charges. While prosecutors say that case will be retried, Weinstein is still serving time for a California rape conviction. Meanwhile, the 72-year-old has been ailing with a variety of afflictions, including cardiac issues and diabetes. His attorney, Arthur Idala, says he's somewhat of a train wreck health-wise. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world, it's really all eyes on New York. It's unbelievable. Got NYU unrest like I've never seen before. Downtown New York, a court case with a former president we've never seen before. And the original point of the sit-ins for Hamas and the Palestinians that have overwhelmed in a previously prestigious college campus of Columbia, all upstate, all in uptown on the west side of New York. And it's emblematic of the dozens of other colleges around the country who are going to bat for the Palestinians and Hamas and going to the Yasser Arafat gift shop and getting all types of paraphernalia I haven't seen since the terrorist leader left this planet.
Bottom of the hour, Speaker Mike Johnson's going to be talking to us after an important conversation he's had. And we know where he was yesterday, right at Columbia. And Mark Thiessen is standing by. We are also seeing that they're having a hearing already has taken place, according to the reports of people inside the courtroom. And about the president violating his gag order. We know he did. What's the fine going to be? Let's get to it. And then they're going to get back to the case of David Pecker and Karen McDougal. And then we're going to find out. We're also hearing arguments now. We'll pull back some of the important stuff of this of the immunity case. Does the president have immunity when you are president of the United States? The Supreme Court is hearing it. The results could have a lot to do with who the next president is. So let's get to you know what? Let's get right to Mark Thiessen, former chief's presidential speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist, a fellow at AEI. Mark, welcome back.
I'm preempting the big three. Oh my gosh!
I have to go right to you. I kind of just did it. Except for my other third one was TikTok, which I know you're passionate about too. But that's how important you are, Mark.
Thank you. Well, I'm honored.
Well, you know what I found out yesterday? It's going to make you jealous. I outnumbered celebrated that 10-year anniversary, and I was the most used One Lucky Guy. It's a show that you also thrive on.
I'm on once a month. I come up to New York once a month to be on them, but, you know, of course.
You will never catch me.
I'm working on it. I'm going to have to double my production.
All right, first things first, I know you appreciate this. When I thought that Trump was going to try to take advantage once he got out of court, I thought it would be after he got out of the courtroom. I didn't know it was going to be before. 6:30 in the morning, we find out he's meeting with Teamsters, about 500 of them, and right around the block from, or close to where his tower is. And these guys loved him. And they had the hard hats on, and they talked afterwards. Did you see those optics?
I did see them. Yep. It was very impressive. It's an interesting strategic move on his part because, you know, he probably is not going to be able to compete in New York. But New York's been closer than a lot of people thought in recent elections. So it's not such a blue state that the Democrats can just ignore it and not spend money here. And the irony is that probably if he wasn't on trial here, he wouldn't be spending a lot of time campaigning in New York. But since they're forcing him to be in New York against his will, he might as well campaign here and draw fire from the Democrats over here. So they're going to have to, you know, if they keep him in New York in a courtroom, he's going to start campaigning in New York and having rallies in New York. And they're going to have to start diverting some resources to New York to defend it. Because even if he doesn't win the state, he could generate enough votes to maybe win some congressional seats and complicate their ability to take back the House. So it's actually he's making a very smart three-dimensional chess play here.
Right. I think it would be great. The other thing would have been perfect, but it's almost too tough even for him to go up to Syracuse for the funeral of the cops that were slain up there. But he's trying to be in 10 places at once. So just quick thing. You saw yesterday the Speaker of the House took a risky move. He went down to Columbia and just showed support for the Jewish students. Listen to how he was greeted. Cut six.
Enjoy your free speech.
Some of the student organizers are part of the Jewish Voices for Peace.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country. The madness has to stop.
And he did have some time. He did have some time in which he got his words out, where he's calling on the president to step down in order to be restored on these campuses. You know who's missing? Chuck Schumer. You know who's missing? President Biden. What about some condemnation of the behavior and the salutations of Hamas should not be allowed in our country?
So first of all, can I just say that I love Mike Johnson?
Really?
This guy came out of nowhere. It was a backbencher, stepped into the breach when these knuckleheads deposed Kevin McCarthy, and has emerged in the last few months to be one of the most consequential speakers in the history of our country, quite literally. I mean, a few weeks ago, people were writing him off. You know, he can't get anything through the Congress. Everything's log jammed. He can't, you know, he's facing a revolt. They might depose him. Well, he kept the government funded. He passed aid to Taiwan, aid to Israel. He passed the FISA. He passed aid to Ukraine. He passed the TikTok ban. I mean, he is on a roll. And now he's outside of the steps of Columbia University standing standing with the Jewish students who are facing daily intimidation from these pro-Hamas protesters. And it's not pro-Palestinian, they're pro-Hamas protesters. Let's call them what they are. And they heckled him. This guy is a Churchillian type figure. I've never been more bullish about the future of the Republican Party to see a leader like this emerge.
The only thing I would say, I would love to have gotten border security, and I asked him that, and I'm going to ask him again in a half hour. And one thing he said to me before this was signed is that Chuck Schumer won't budge on it. We put HR2 in front of him, he wouldn't do it, but you might have had leverage to get something, but I guess they want to do it separately. Your thoughts on that?
But can you imagine how effective Mike Johnson will be as a speaker if we have a Republican president, a Republican Senate, and an expanded majority in the House, where Marjorie Taylor Greene is sitting in the back bench where she belongs and everybody's ignoring her, and we actually have people who want to get stuff done. I mean, the things that he can accomplish getting through the House, if he's this effective with one hand tied behind his back by two hands tied behind his back, one tied by the Democrats in the Senate and the other tied by, by Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of these knuckleheads on the right. And he's getting so much stuff done. Imagine what he'd do with his hands freed and a Senate and a president willing to work with him and get stuff done.
I agree with you. In terms of what we're seeing on these college campuses, Mark, it's unprecedented. University of Texas, we watched the governor come out there and just put his cops on horses and just rip up those encampments. Not the story in NYU, not the story. In fact, our police chief was harassed, and he had to be brought to safety. You saw what happened at USC, where they arrested one of the kids, and they forced to let him out of the police car because the cops were surrounded. You see the unrest at Columbia. You see they're about to put their own tent city in Princeton and in Harvard. Can you put in perspective this terrorist-loving, Palestinian-sympathizing generation?
So here's the thing that is the most disturbing about Columbia is there's always, crazy students who do stuff like that. What was most frustrating to me is watching hundreds of members of the faculty come out and march in support with them and actually lock arms and surround the encampment to keep journalists from coming in to film them. I mean, why on earth would anyone send their children to Columbia to be taught by these people? Not only would I not let these people anywhere near my children, I certainly wouldn't pay $500,000 over 4 years to pay for the privilege. Why would anyone send their kids to these schools?
I know.
It's just remarkable. It's not just the kids. It's the faculty. There's such a fit. And as far as President Biden is concerned, the other day he comes out and says, I condemn the anti-Semitism, but I also condemn the people who don't acknowledge what's being done to the Palestinians. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry. So there are good people on both sides? Bad, I guess in this case, bad people on both sides? What utter hypocrisy. This is a guy who, after the Charlottesville rally, when right-wing anti-Semites were marching in Charlottesville, condemned that and said it was a defining moment for our country. And literally, he launched his presidential campaign because of Charlottesville, he says. It was the first words of his campaign announcement were Charlottesville, Virginia. Well, now there's a Charlottesville happening at Columbia. There's a Charlottesville happening at NYU. There's a Charlottesville happening on Harvard. And these aren't, the right-wing anti-Semites are fringe characters, right? This is not the fringe. This is the mainstream of the Democratic Party. And he's got a problem in his own encampment. And because it's left-wing anti-Semites, he can't be anywhere to be found to condemn these people unequivocally. Not by saying, well, they're bad people on both sides. Just unequivocally. This guy... I don't understand why he's incapable of, Bill Clinton very famously had that sister soldier moment, right? Where he stood up to the radicals rapper in his own party, right? Why can't Joe Biden do that? It would help him politically. He would gain more.
But you know,
with people seeing him to be courageous, standing up to this, than he gains by pandering to these people.
But I think that the answer to that, Mark. He feels as though I've worked really hard for giving loans to get those 18 to 22s back, and if I do that, I'm going to condemn. They're going to take it wrong. If I'm going to be on the wrong side of this issue. I mean, the reason why he isn't all in on Israel is because he sees people sympathize for the Palestinians and Hamas.
So he thinks if I go and do that, I lose the young vote.
Yeah, with all respect, I mean, I think there are probably some young people who are the young voters who are more pro-Hamas than older voters. But I don't think that's the root of their problem with Biden. He was losing them before the war in Israel was happening. It's because of inflation. It's because they can't afford to buy homes. It's because of the economy.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff involved in why they are
opposed
to him. And a lot of them also, by the way, are working class young people. I mean, you know, it is a small percentage of every generation that goes to college. The vast majority of people don't. The majority of Americans don't have college degrees. And do you think the young Americans who are 18 to 24 or whatever, who are welders, appreciate him paying off the student loans of people who are getting PhDs in gender studies?
I don't think so. So in Columbia, let me bring you inside the conversation. So you know that Lee Stefanik and others have recommended they fire, in a nice way, fire the president. So they bring us inside the talks that the president had, the president of Columbia. So evidently she went in last Thursday and said, pull up all the tents. And they went right back. And then she admitted she got brought in front of the school senate, and she admitted she made the wrong decision. She exasperated the problem by bringing in the cops. So essentially, they're not going to bring the cops now. She also could be facing a censure for doing so because they told her not to. So that would allow her to keep her job, but she would be censured. Now, they also never even talked to a Jewish student representative who was talking to them about how they feel. She was her decision to go hybrid learning, first all the Jews off campus, also to nullify the Jewish professor's card. So endangered students, doesn't matter. Leave the encampment. That's what the deal is. She says it's all going to be up in a couple of days. The students, when interviewed, said we don't have any plans on leaving at all. So I don't know how she's going to handle all this. But if you think she's not been tough enough, the people that hired her think she's been too tough. Think about that for a second.
It's insane. And you know whose job isn't in trouble? The president of Vanderbilt University, who's expelled and suspended the students who took over the administration building in that school, because that's how you deal with this. And by the way, have you noticed when you look at these encampments, all the tents are the same color and same brand?
Yep.
In all these, in not just in Columbia, but in a lot of these other schools, I wonder where they're getting these tents. Do you think these pro-Hamas students all went to REI together and said, I'd like to order 400 tents?
It's called the Popular Front, a U.S. designated terror group. They released a statement.
Exactly.
Brother. Yeah.
These are pro-Hamas groups, outsiders that are invading these campuses and teaming up with students inside to disrupt the education of the students. She's got an obligation to protect. I mean, the fact that Jewish students are going back to online schooling, that they can't come to their classes, that they can't get their education. Your job as the president of the university, job one, is to deliver the education these students paid for. Period, full stop. Anybody who is interfering in that needs to be removed. It doesn't matter what the frigging cause is. It doesn't matter whether they're justified or unjustified. You cannot go to a university and interfere with the university's ability to deliver an education.
I mean, you have to see, not only is that not the case and nothing happening, it's getting worse. So Princeton and Harvard found a way to get into their square. They're putting up their tent cities. Now Princeton doing the same thing. Brown, they say they warned students that their encampments broke university rules. There's about 90 students there in tents. I didn't hear much about that until this morning. So this Popular Front, the designated terror group that's supporting a lot of this, they're calling for an escalation. Now, school's supposed to end in a couple of weeks. I mean, my daughter's on trimesters, goes till June, but most people don't. So they can end a couple of weeks. Are they going to stay past when they're supposed to stay? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't know. Well, they obviously don't need campus housing because they built it themselves, so they can probably stay as long as they want. I know a lot of schools have, you know, summer session and things like that. So I suppose that the semester ends, but the school continues in the summer. So who knows what the heck's going to go on. This is just, you know, it's insanity. And, you know, can I tell you something?
Real quick.
This is all going to help to elect Donald Trump. You know, Joe Biden came in and he said, I'm going to end the chaos. That's why people voted out Trump. They liked what he was doing.
And look what happened.
But look at is there less chaos in the world today? Two wars, a border out of control, and our college campuses are on fire. Yeah, at that. Are you experiencing less chaos than you were 4 years ago?
Zero.
That's the question everyone should ask.
It's the craziest. Every day is crazier than the next.
We're entering the chaos.
And what about the order? I didn't even do the big three. There's no order in the world anymore, Mark Thiessen. And that's how important you are. Mark, thanks so much.
Allison's
going to give you my schedule on your podcast. And it's basically all open for May.
You know,
I don't have anything
scheduled.
We're just going
to have a podcast. We're not going to have a topic. We're just going to be, what the hell's going on with Brian Kilmeade? You know, if you can cancel the big three for me, I'll cancel it'll just be about you. We'll just do a podcast.
That whole retrospective with George W. Bush canceled because Brian Kilmeade's going on Mark's podcast. Go get him, Mark.
Excellent.
Thank you. Read the Washington Post. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade. Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog prom at a senior dog facility in Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. The Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary has been taking care of seasoned pets for 12 years. It's a nonprofit that continues to stay in business, funded entirely by community donations, and gives a loving home for these beautiful canines while also paying for their medical needs. To celebrate their 12th year in business, volunteers and members of the sanctuary decided to have a prom for their beloved pets. Dogs dressed up, and there was even a prom king and queen crowned, and the event also served as a fundraiser, raising over $125,000 for the sanctuary services. Thanks to everyone who helps celebrate and everyone who takes care of our special senior dogs. You all made today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9th, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here,
the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Death with dignity. That's what a woman in Illinois is advocating for. Deb Robertson was diagnosed in January 2022 with a rare cancer. The doctor said it's terminal. Under the current state law, Robertson has to travel to other states where it's legal to get medical aid in dying. Senators in Illinois are currently working on a bill that would allow death with dignity for patients with certain conditions.
You know, I'm not afraid of dying because I know I'm going to die. I already know that. I've had too many people tell me that. It's inarguable. But I'm a little afraid of how I'm going to die, what it's going to look like.
Robertson says she believes she's still here for a reason and has some unfinished business, and that's why she's advocating for medical aid in dying. Currently, only Washington, D.C. and 10 states nationwide allow it. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think what we're seeing and what we're seeing on college campuses is the fact that Hamas and other Islamist groups that hate America, hate Israel, have long created networks of supporters and sympathizers in American academia. Country like Qatar that hosts Hamas as endowed chairs at American universities. So this is not something organic that we're seeing all of a sudden. It's part of a long engineered plan.
Dr. Lorenzo Zinito, she was on, and actually Carly Shimkus Stern's credit for this. She read a story that he wrote 20 years ago. He said there was a big meeting that Hamas had, and they made a big project. Their project was to infiltrate academia at the highest level and start selling their story. They said it was right after the Oslo Agreement with Yasser Arafat and I believe Ehud Barak after the Oslo, and I could be wrong, with Clinton orchestrating it. And they said, listen, we have to make sure that the Palestinians run by Hamas start getting a foothold in America. And this is the result. 20 years later, this is the result, where Hamas is the most popular thing on campus. Israel is built on stolen land, and now they're actually defending Hamas's brutal raid. This is incredible. It's reversible, but it's incredible how we could go to sleep at the switch. Everybody except Andy McCarthy. Andy McCarthy wrote a book about this. Back in a moment.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
I also expect to see a multi-year investment cycle before we fully scale Meta AI, business AIs, and more into the profitable services I expect as well. Historically, investing to build these new scaled experiences in our apps has been a very good long-term investment for us and for investors who have stuck with us. And the initial signs are quite positive here too. But building the leading AI will also be a larger undertaking than the other experiences we've added to our apps, and this is likely going to take several years.
Mark Zuckerberg, of course, is inescapable tone. He's commenting on the fact that his stock sunk after a weak forecast. They lost $200 billion in value in hours after Facebook owner warned it will invest more than expected in AI. And those are the words. So if you're invested in Facebook, hold on tight. They have expenses that are as high as $40 billion. They're trying to redo things. Looks like Apple beat them to those Oculus, right? Did I say that right? Okay, nobody's sure. Here's more from Mark Zuckerberg, Cup 43, 47.
AI is already helping us improve app engagement, which naturally leads to seeing more ads, and improving ads directly to deliver more value. So if the technology and products evolve in the way that we hope, each of those will unlock massive amounts of value for people and business for us over time. We're seeing good progress on some of these efforts already. Right now, about 30% of the posts on Facebook feed are delivered by our AI recommendation system. That's up 2x over the last couple of years. And for the first time ever, more than 50% of the content that people see on Instagram is now AI recommended.
It's interesting. Remember, they bought Instagram. Couple of things about this. I have no, you know, if you're looking for investment reasons, that's one thing. AI is also something we are in a bit of a rush as a country to win. But as this relates to TikTok, so one thing the president put on Truth Social, and I'll paraphrase, he said about TikTok, it is so, the fact that it's going to be banned, that's the responsibility of Joe Biden. So what Donald Trump is saying, hey, young people, whatever you think, I'm not president, he put it in. Yeah, it was my idea originally, but he's the one that's doing it. Number two, I don't want to help Facebook. I don't want to help Google. I agree. I mean, the president of the United States has every reason to be upset with Facebook. Remember what they uncovered with the Twitter files. Can you imagine what the Facebook files would look like? Google? Imagine what the Google files would look like? But it's about American companies and foreign companies. It's about a foreign entity who's clearly an enemy in every way of America, a competitor the way we thought, an enemy is more accurate. Can't have them owning major media conglomerates. Now, you might say, well, it's an app. Yeah, it's an app. It's a communications app, social media app, now used by 170 million people on average between 45 and 60 minutes a day. Go on and look at that feed. Find out how many negative articles have been written about China. How about zero? How many positive articles about Taiwan? Next to zero. When it talks about the Palestinian Hamas, at a proportion of like 50 to 1, maybe higher, positive Hamas Palestinian stories to Israel. Now, if that's an American company, we haul them in, we talk it out. What are you doing? What do you think's going on? Don't you understand you have responsibility to the American people to even pretend that you have a balanced approach or else we're going to start regulating you? That's the difference. People say, well, you don't want to get, you know, let's compete for free speech. I'm not giving China free speech. They have a Communist Party member on the board. Every company is forced to open up their technology to the government at a moment's notice, almost on creation. So I'm sorry. That's a little bit different than we're dealing with. So that's my big problem. I don't think Zuckerberg and the president and Jeff Bezos are ever going to be in compliance. Got it. Understand. But at least they're American and we can deal with it from there. People sell their souls to China and just lobby for TikTok should be ashamed of themselves. They're not stopping. They have a few moves they can make. But this is going to be tougher to delay. Why? Because this is not executive order from President Trump. This is legislation passed through both houses and signed by the president. Here's TikTok CEO, Cut 35.
Make no mistake. This is a ban. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts.
Right. You're doing it for me. I owe you one. Please. Jeff Yass, the big time Republican donor who gets into the pockets of people like Senator Rand Paul, who hire, not Jeff Yass does, but TikTok hires people like Trent Lott. To go ahead, and they're trying to rationalize going to bat for this very popular app. They got a great technology going. It doesn't seem like Instagram has replicated it. Seems like they're getting close. And I like a balanced playing field, but not when China's involved. And isn't it great to get a lecture about freedom from a Chinese official, even if he is from Singapore? Cut 36, Jake Sullivan, on the hypocrisy of banning TikTok while allowing the campaign to keep using TikTok, knowing they're getting all our information. Cut 36.
So I'm going to let campaigns decide for themselves what they're going to do. The terms of the bill are straightforward. TikTok continues to operate as it is right now until such time as either there is divestment or the time that you referred to elapses. And so what we're focused on right now in implementing the bill is working through that divestment in a way that is consistent with the intent of the law and consistent with the national security concerns that brought the law into force in the first place.
Wish we have. People like Mike Gallander, Gallagher, Marine, now he moved on, and people like Senator Josh Hawley. Listen, everyone, people seem to like TikTok. That's fine. But you have to think about your country first. I'm going to be back with Speaker Mike Johnson. Man, he's been in the eye of the storm lately. Can't wait to get his perspective. Congresswoman Omar just called him out for going to Columbia. You'll hear his response when we come back.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An NBA player who was there for his old high school coach makes today's Dean's List. Mitchell Robinson plays for the New York Knicks. Butch Stockton, his former coach in Louisiana, made a huge impact on Mitchell's life and career, and now Mitchell is helping Butch in a time of need. Butch lost his wife, who was very ill and in the hospital. Mitch would visit her every day while she was there, and when she died, he was heartbroken too. She and Butch were like family to him. At the funeral, Mitch invited Butch to come live with him in New York and watch him play basketball with the Knicks to help him get through the grief and pain of losing his wife. Butch took him up on the offer, and they've been roommates since the start of the season. Butch was able to tell the story of how his former student helped him get through the worst days of his life. And it's stories like this one that continue to bring us all faith that there is indeed so much goodness in the world. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with reality TV personality Colton Underwood, who was revealed as Lovebird on Fox's The Masked Singer.
I had been in talks to do it several other times, but at times in my life, I wasn't ready for it, and I didn't think it was a good fit for what I was going through. And when this came in this time, I was like, this is my time. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to do something outside of my comfort zone, and I'm so glad that I did it. I had a lovely, lovely experience.
What is
one of the best takeaways then from the experience overall, or maybe a surprising takeaway from doing the show?
Finding ways to push myself outside of my comfort zone. And for me specifically, I never really got to lean into the arts. And the first time that I had experience with it was me being The Bachelor and having cameras and entertainment being like, what is this? And then falling in love with it. I fell in love with the entertainment industry. I fell in love with cameras and direction and lighting and all of the fun, weird things that come with it. That now to be a part of a show like this that does such a great job on a grand scale was so fun for me.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I mean, let's be honest about it. Joe Biden himself, I mean, Sean, he doesn't know how to use an iPhone. He probably doesn't know how to use a flip phone. I mean, he's not doing this. This is all about the people who are running his campaign for him, and they will do anything to pander. And I tell you what, the amount of pro-Hamas propaganda on TikTok, I mean, it is a propaganda factory pushing out this propaganda from China, trying to divide the country, trying to destroy Jewish Americans. And the Biden administration, they're happy to go along with it because they want these people's votes.
And that is Senator Josh Hawley, who I disagree with him on the Ukraine aid. He didn't want to give it. I'm all for it. But when it comes to TikTok, he gets it. And that I really appreciate. I almost feel at a disadvantage because I'm not on it, but everybody else is. And this pro-Hamas stuff that's coming out, this news feed that's out there, the algorithm that profiles you, I think it's definitely noteworthy. It's one of the things that's in the bill that Speaker Johnson was able to get through the House, signed by the Senate and by the President yesterday, and it is now official. Joining us now on the road, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Mr. Speaker, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, my friend. Great to hear your voice.
Well, I'm in New York. You're smart enough to have left New York, I hope. How would you describe, I just salute you for having the courage to go down there and speak your mind with Congressman D'Esposito as well as Mike Lawler, to go down there and Virginia Fox and speak your mind. Were you surprised about the backlash you got?
I guess I wasn't surprised, but I was certainly disappointed. We confronted that mob, and that's what it is. It's a mob. Mob rule is being allowed there on the campus, and they're terrorizing Jewish students. And it's the same mob, by the way, Brian, that Hamas officially endorsed. I mean, literally 2 hours before we had our press conference, Hamas issued an endorsement statement of these kids and heralded them as the next generation of leaders in America. God help us. I mean, what we're seeing on these college campuses across America is disgusting. It is unacceptable. It is not who we are as a country. No student of any race or religion should have to leave campus because it's become too dangerous. It's just outrageous, and the rampant anti-Semitism is something that these administrators have to be immediately accountable for.
Well, one of your colleagues, not your peer, but one of your colleagues in Congress, Democrat, Congresswoman Omar, whose daughter was kicked out of campus and suspended, and I believe detained briefly, said this yesterday.
And it is not surprising that he would go out to Columbia University and stir up really more anger and hate and endanger the lives of young people who are at the encampment at Columbia University.
So you stirred things up in her mind.
It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd for her to say that. It's incredible that us going there to meet with and speak out on behalf of Jewish students' safety could be seen as divisive in any way. This is exactly the problem. It's actually an issue that ought to be uniting every elected official. But some of these folks are afraid to speak out, and others, like my colleague Omar, are saying exactly the wrong thing. Look, if these universities would be held accountable and protect their students on campus, we wouldn't need to be there. We wouldn't need to speak out. And the House has taken action to do everything that's within our power, and we're going to do more. But we need everybody who has a platform, every elected official, to be on the right side of this. And sadly, some of them are doing exactly the wrong thing.
Well, some Democrats like Moskowitz got it. He gets it on this. He's out there fighting for it. Josh Gottheimer's fighting for it. Senator right. Schumer is not. You've dealt with him a lot of late. Where is the highest, most powerful Jewish American in political history, the majority leader in New York? Where is he?
It's a very important question. You know, he is the highest ranking Jewish official in the history of our country. He has a huge megaphone, and he ought to be using it to protect Jewish students. Look, we went to a Passover meal before we began our press conference, and these students are afraid for their safety. They can't go to class. They can't walk around on campus wearing a Star of David, or they are targeted. They're being harassed, intimidated. You know, it's turning to violence on some of these campuses, and it's completely out of hand. You know, we've sent legislation to Chuck Schumer's desk. The House Education and Workforce Committee, of course, has been having these high-profile oversight hearings of these colleges and their leadership, holding them accountable, and you've seen that. But we've also passed legislation. We passed the Deterrent Act, which shines a light on foreign money influencing American universities. We passed the No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorist Act, okay, that just says simply, remove illegals who have supported Hamas's terrorist attack on October 7th. But Chuck Schumer is allowing those measures to sit on his desk and collect dust. He is strangely silent here.
Why?
And we need him and the president to speak out.
Why? You know why. Because, but go ahead and say it.
Yeah. Well, because they have a political problem, right? They have a pro-Hamas wing that is rising in their party, and they're terrified to step into the middle of that. But this is the time for decisive moral leadership. This is not a gray area. This is good versus evil. You have to protect the physical safety of students. That's what's at stake here. It's chaos and mayhem and anarchy, and that's not who we are in this country.
So Speaker Johnson, our guest, and he's on the road in between appointments, just had an important conversation. But, Mr. Speaker, Ukraine, you know I've been firmly for Ukraine aid. I absolutely think Ronald Reagan would have done it. We're back in the Cold War mindset. America should never have left it. So you get $65 billion over to Ukraine. You get more money to Israel. I understand the first billion is going over. Can you give me an idea of what we're sending and what we're replenishing?
It's such an important point, Brian, and I think this is lost on most people, but of the $60 billion that dedicated for Ukraine, $48 billion of that, 80%, is going to be used for the replenishment of American weapons and stocks and facilities, our operations. This is us. This is American jobs building updated equipment. There's a lot of accountability. You know, we broke the Senate supplemental package up into four pieces, and we added some really important innovations and changes to that. Among that is oversight and strict accountability. By the way, we put in the legislation that Joe Biden just signed into law, a demand, a requirement of his office to present to Congress within 45 days a specific game plan, an in-game strategy for Ukraine. We haven't had that before. We added all that accountability into it. And remember, the other 20% of the Ukrainian funds, we converted into a loan. And that's something that President Trump, among others, have championed, that just makes sense. These are not blank checks. It's a very different thing. But to your point, Brian, it's a very important time in the history of our country and of the world. The world is on fire because Joe Biden is such a weak leader on the world stage. All of our adversaries are working together, by the way, and acting so provocatively. China, Russia, Iran, even North Korea, they are coordinating these efforts. And if America shrinks back right now, we upset the entire world order. Since World War II, the leadership of the free world has been hoisted upon our shoulders. That's what Ronald Reagan said. We have to acknowledge that. It does not mean that we're the world's policemen. But if you're going to pursue America First policies, right, our own national security is critical to keep in mind.
Well, here's what's different. And I don't have to tell you that there's a huge contingent in the House and people like J.D. Vance in the Senate. And no one doubts J.D. Vance's service to our country, his remarkable personal story, and his intellect. But he wants nothing to do with this aid. What is your message? And not that you guys all have to agree on everything, but this is a fundamental thing that conservatives used to agree on.
It is. J.D. Vance is a friend. I love him. He's great. And he's very intelligent and all of that. But we see this very differently. There are people in our party now who self-describe as isolationists. I'm not putting words in J.D.'s mouth. He can speak for himself. But there are people who believe that it's not America first, but America only. That is not an acceptable result, because what happens is, listen, the only reason that terrorists and tyrants are kept at bay is because there is the perception of a strong America. The perception of us being the great superpower is what keeps peace on the world stage. It's Reagan. It's peace through strength. We have to send that message to the world and let them know America will not shrink back. Because if it does, Brian,
everything escalates, and we will wind up in another world war conflict. If Vladimir Putin was allowed to march through Ukraine, he would take Kyiv in a short period of time, and he would be on the border of NATO states, like the Baltic states and Poland would be there. And our generals, our four-star generals who are in charge of that region, anticipate that our costs would go up exponentially because there would be a demand for U.S. troops there. Right now, a small investment to hold Putin at bay and get this thing to a point where Trump can broker a peace is exactly the right strategy, and we have no choice in the matter.
What about the repo act of the Russian assets that have been captured and detained from the yachts around the world? I know most of the money's in Europe. What have you done on that?
Yeah, well, we added that into the legislation, and we have a little less than $10 billion in that account that we can use, you know, the seized assets of corrupt Russian oligarchs funding the resistance in Ukraine is just pure poetry, right?
So you are going to take that $10 billion and give it to Zelensky?
Well, yes, we're going to use it for the Ukrainian effort. That will be part of the funding. That's part of the law that's just been signed, that we will convert that. And because we have I think $6-7 billion, something in that range. It's a start. But there are over $100 billion or more that's out there. It's some estimates $300 billion that are held in our European allies' accounts. And what we're trying to do is send a message that they need to assist and use those funds as well. I think that's the right result here, and I think it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people.
All right. So are you also going to condemn any time a rocket hits Russian land?
Yes. I mean, listen, what Ukraine is trying to do, what I believe their plan is to use the ATACMS and the weapon systems that they specifically requested from us, by the way, for a long time, that Joe Biden would not send. They'll have that now, and they'll be able to push back their longer range rockets. But their objective is to defend their own land. They are not the aggressor. It's Vladimir Putin and the Russians who are doing that. Their goal is to push them back and hold them at bay, and I think they will, and I hope that's where it ends. We need to get this thing to a point of a peace resolution to stop the bloodshed and stop the madness. But I fear, Brian, that we won't be able to do that until we have a strong leader in the White House again, and I believe that's going to be Donald Trump in January.
Speaker Mike Johnson, thanks so much.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Round.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local NAPA Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As students protesting the Israel-Hamas war at college campuses across the U.S. dug in Saturday, dozens of demonstrators were arrested, some universities moving to shut down encampments after reports of anti-Semitic activity. Early Saturday, police in riot gear cleared an encampment on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston. State police said about 102 protesters were arrested, and they're going to be charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct. Meanwhile, talks are underway about getting President Biden on Ohio's November ballot.
Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7, and that's proving to be a problem for Joe Biden because the Democratic National Convention, where he'll be formally nominated, doesn't take place until later in the month. Negotiations are now underway between both of Ohio's legislative chambers and both political parties about how to address the issue. It likely will require a vote by state lawmakers to adjust the ballot deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas, did the U.S. lose a drone in the Mideast?
Yemen's Houthi rebels claimed shooting down another U.S. military drone, providing video footage that showed parts of the drone that matched the known components of the unmanned aircraft. A U.S. Air Force spokesperson acknowledged to the AP that a drone crashed in Yemen. He did not elaborate on the details, but said an investigation was ongoing. The drone shootdown comes as the Houthis launch attacks on shipping vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, demanding Israel ends the war in Gaza. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Thousands of supporters and party members of Spain's Socialist Party rallied outside the party's national headquarters in Madrid Saturday, showing their support for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Express has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the fashion retailer is seeking to sell the majority of its stores.
Columbus, Ohio-based Express is also the parent of Bon Bons and Upwest Brands. It said it planned to close 95 of its Express stores and all its Upwest stores. Express also said it received a non-binding letter of intent from a group led by WHB Global to potentially purchase the majority of its stores and operations.
Jeremy House reports that Express said it had filed for Chapter 11 to facilitate the proposed transaction. Sunday news show lineups. ABC's This Week has National Security Spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press. Senator Mitch McConnell and Tim Kaine will be behind the mic. McConnell also stops by CBS's Face the Nation. On Fox News Sunday, Senators J.D. Vance and Chris Murphy are welcomed. More at townhall.com. There was a deadly fall in Alaska.
A climber has been killed, another injured after falling 1,000 feet on Mount Johnson in the Denali National Park and Preserve. Officials say the fall was witnessed by another climbing party who quickly reported it, then descended to where the climbers had fallen. They confirmed that one of the climbers had died. They then dug a snow cave and tended to the injured climber until rescue teams arrived. Jason Walker reporting.
Three children were hurt when a minivan that they were in rolled down a hill into a concrete baseball dugout in northern Illinois. The kids were hospitalized with mild to moderate injuries. Police say they were among four children in the parked minivan, which they believe to have been accidentally slipped into drive while the radio was being adjusted Saturday morning. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to be joined by Columbia professor Rand Kivitz. He really knows what's going on. He went out of his way to record just about all the uprisings at Columbia. So what is really going on with the encampment? What are they really saying about Israel and about Jews? This is so unacceptable in America. I just can't get my head around it. How pervasive it is, how it's growing constantly, especially here in New York. Professor Ron Kivitz in a little while. I'm going to try to get as many calls as possible this hour because I don't know how much time we're going to have the rest of the show. So 1-866-408-7669. You can get online now. And, of course, I hope to see everybody tomorrow night. And that is Saturday night on the 27th, beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll be in Henderson, Nevada. The History, Liberty, and Laughs tour puts down stakes. It's going to be great. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Who thinks the number one issue is the economy? Raise your hand.
Yeah, I would say inflation.
Definitely the economy.
Everything's just too much expense, too much to go eat.
Who do you think is best fit to handle the economy?
Donald Trump.
That is Lawrence Jones talking about what's happening with our economy. Our growth is down. The GDP is down. Inflation is going up, and interest rates are probably not going to get cut. It's going south. Binomics, the tougher sell by the day. We talk about your wallet and the 2024 election and what it means for it.
Number two.
It was a good day for Donald Trump because there were five justices that clearly were not buying into the D.C. Circuit's approach. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to say that Trump is immune from prosecution.
That is Jonathan Turley weighing in consistently and constantly, and I always appreciate it. Trump trials, fascinating and impactful debate, and decisions loom for Trump at the Supreme Court as they debate immunity for a president, plus day eight of the clown show in downtown New York City as defense continues to cross-examine David Pecker. What we expect and what the reasons why Trump was pleased yesterday.
Number one.
You see what's happening on the front having to do with Palestine and Israel and protests and hate, anger. Biden is sending an absolutely horrible message.
You talk about chaos. Joe Biden is Captain Chaos. Hamas, Palestine, anti-Semitic takeover of the college campuses only grows. Outside forces behind it, you bet. Iran and Hamas saluted. Unbelievable. Time for action is now, and the president, as usual, is MIA. I do know he's in New York City. He's about to do an appearance on Howard Stern, and when he does it, everything's blocked off here. It's right across the street from us. Howard Stern, who's Jewish, has to bring up the anti-Semitism that is just poisoning this country right now, which is never acceptable. I never thought I'd hear even an epithet thrown out. But now it goes out constantly, and our next guest recorded a lot of it, and you're about to hear it. And don't hold your ears. Pay attention, because it's only going to get worse. And this president can't worry about his election fortunes. He has to do what's right. And what's right is this. Hey, guys, anti-Semitism will never work in America. It's never going to be accepted anywhere, my administration or any administration. And for you to do it at Columbia, for you to do it at NYU, for you to do it now at FIT, are you kidding me? The Fashion Institute? And these are people going around just fomenting unrest. Most of them aren't even students. Money coming from the outside. Praise coming from Hamas. Listen to Iranian's foreign minister. He's upset at our crackdown of Colombian students. The suppression and harsh treatment of the American police and security forces against professors and students protesting the genocide of war crimes of the Israeli regime in various universities of this country is deeply worried and disgusted by the public opinion of the world. The repression is in line with the continuation of Washington's full-fledged support of Israel. Now, keep in mind, this is the same country, that cracks down on women for being female, for putting them in jail or killing them because their hijab's not on right. The Hamas spokesman, Bassam Naim, tells Newsweek, "We in Hamas movement believe that any popular movement demanding an end to the aggression and genocide against our people are useful and supportive activities for our case. They also refute the Zionist narrative, the importance of increasing if these activities involve young people and university students, given that it's a reflex of their vision of future generations." So, congratulations, next generation, you enlightened individuals. Hamas loves you. And you could go over there and live with them. They have openings because thankfully 18,000 at least have been killed in Gaza. Here's the President of the United States. Cut one.
Very importantly, as you look at the various colleges all over the country and beyond colleges, because it's happening in other areas too, you see what's happening on the front having to do with Palestine and Israel and protests and hate, anger. Biden is sending an absolutely horrible message. Horrible, horrible message. He has no idea how to message. He can't speak. He can't put two sentences together. He doesn't know what to do. This is not our president. This is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing because he can't do it. He can't do it well.
And he's at war with the New York Times because of it. The president can't speak. You know, he reads verbal cues out of the teleprompter when he says pause. I'll play it for you at a later hour. But the President of the United States being called out, but of all people, the New York Times, because he doesn't give interviews, he doesn't give remarks, he puts out written statements, obviously not written by him. And the New York Times says, you know, if you don't want to interview with us, interview with somebody. How could you not interview with anyone? And what he does is he goes and sits down with different celebrities and does podcasts. Conan O'Brien, very funny guy. And now Howard Stern, very talented guy, who's very Jewish. And talks about who was growing up and being Jewish all the time. I listened to him all the time before I got the morning show. And for him, and I listened to the repeats now because it's his whole channel. And I don't know. For him to not use his opportunity, if he doesn't, to bring up anti-Semitism in this country, and this president brings it up because he also quickly brings up the fact that, you know what, we should understand the Palestinian cause too. The Palestinians have dropped every opportunity to have any type of peace. The administrations have been lost because of it, and people are tired of it. And then comes the October 7th attack, and they got to go through with it. So talk about what's going on with the New York Times. Kind of interesting. New York Times write this. "For anyone who understands the role of the free press in a democracy, it should be troubling that President Biden has so actively and effectively avoided questions from independent journalists during his term. The president occupies the most important worldview among the public to assess his record in office in the nation, and the press plays a vital role in providing insights into his thinking. His worldview, allowing the public to access his record and hold him to account. Biden has granted far fewer press conferences and sit-downs and interviews with journalists than virtually all of his predecessors. In meeting with the vice president and other administration officials, the publisher of the Times focused instead on a higher principle. The systematically avoiding interviews and questions from major news organizations doesn't just undermine an important norm, it also establishes a dangerous precedent." I agree. It's also an insult. And the New York Times speaks for everyone. Trump would get out of the White House in the middle of the Russia hoax, answer all the ridiculous questions, told his press secretary, "You don't have to do this anymore. They're not giving you a chance to speak, so you're done." That was at Stephanie Grisham. And this former president took questions all day and night. More interviews day and night. Sits down with 60 Minutes. Obviously a non-friendly outlet. And now this president sees anti-Semitism cropping up everywhere, sees the controversial foreign aid package pop up everywhere, makes some remarks, walks right away from the press, mumbles half of them. And now he says they're not going to do anything about it. So one thing, when you see the president, you don't see strength. The guy who can barely walk, he's got arthritis in his back, whatever it is, broken foot, who knows. So you know what they're doing now? They are now surrounding the president with handlers and Secret Service. So if you see a slow-moving ocean of people. It's because one man's in the middle shuffling along. Nothing wrong with getting older. But if you want to fight people who say you're too old to do the job, don't avoid doing interviews because you're afraid it would prove it. Back to Columbia. Senator Lindsey Graham. Cut eight.
If you're a Jewish student in Columbia, you do not feel safe. Come to South Carolina. You will be welcomed. You will be safe. So I find this to be empowering our enemies. They may be motivated in their heart for the right reason, but what they're doing is disgusting. What they're doing is un-American. What they're doing is dangerous. They're being sympathetic to religious Nazis.
Okay. A couple of things. If you told me, if I have handlers, and he's 83, if you told me I have handlers, say, Mr. President, we've got an election in 6 months, don't come out hard against the students and always bring up the Palestinian cause, I'd say, sorry, there's certain no-go zones. I'm speaking out against those students. I'm calling up that president and say, these Jewish kids don't feel safe in America. You can't do that under my regime. The previous guy, I vilified. And, you know, Trump came out and had a great comment. And people think, I saw some guy on CNN retweeted as if it was a ridiculous statement. Here's what Donald Trump said, and I didn't even remember this. He says, compare this to Charlottesville. Cut to.
We're having protests all over. He was talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a little peanut, and it was nothing compared, and the hate wasn't the kind of hate that you have here. This is tremendous hate, and we have a man that can't talk about it because he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what's going on with our country. He doesn't understand that all over the world we're being laughed at as a country because of him and his administration.
Okay. He's 100% right. Jim Acosta tweeted out how ridiculous a statement that is. There were some idiots there, some white supremacists. I guess I wasn't there. I was actually on vacation that week at Yellowstone Park without any internet, so I always got to this story late. I always feel like I'm behind on this story. But what Trump was trying to say, and Michael Rappaport, of all people, did some research, and he was just saying, he goes, we were totally fed a wrong narrative. What happened is people wanted to stand up for the statues, the historical statues in South Carolina. They were fighting to keep it up. Some were Confederate soldiers, definitely up for debate, always up for debate. But there were some great Americans who were on the wrong side of it. As Lindsey Graham told me, he goes, he looked up at his Confederate statue and I was doing the shoot on the President Freedom Fighter. And I'm with Tim Scott. And he looks up at the statue of a Confederate war officer and he said, they were great Americans. They were wrong on this. With Tim Scott there. I go, do you think that? He goes, no, that's part of America's past. This is called a debate. So when the former president said there were good people on both sides, that's what he meant. Not white supremacists or idiots that run over women who happen to be protesting there. So you compare that to riots in University of Texas, Austin, or Rice, MIT, Emerson. Now we find out Princeton, Brown, USC. Where do we find FIT, NYU, of course, Columbia. University of Pennsylvania is also ramping something up. Harvard now. Yale. You compare all those things with that one day over a course of a couple hours. Of course, Trump's 100% right. And of course, you're all underreacting. I didn't look at the late night shows. I just am too busy. But I guarantee you, no one made fun of anything that comment that Joe Biden made when he actually said pause. He read the stage direction off the prompter. If Trump had done that, they would have led with it. And if there were these anti-Semitic rages on these college campuses and Trump was president, Jimmy Kimmel would have been weeping again during his monologue on what happened to America under this president. Think about this. They talk about Trump being chaotic. Most of the chaos happened with Trump was, yeah, there was some things inexperienced, wrong people, got it. Understand that about the whole Muslim ban and how it was relayed and implemented. Yes, of course that was wrong. But ultimately it was the right approach, but ultimately the implementation was wrong. Got it. But most of this stuff was the Russia hoax. They would plant a story about Russia. He would deny it. Nothing, no questions. All the questions would be about it. Therefore, the press said this is chaos. You got the Interior Secretary on a Sunday show. All they're talking about is the president got elected because the Russians put him there. John Kerry telling stories to French leaders. The president's going to be impeached. You're not going to have to deal with him. If you want to know about the chaos, yeah, Trump was atypical, unorthodox. But it was the Rick Elias, all these stories, the crossfire hurricane that was put in his direction. This president, we're looking at a tumult in the Middle East like I've never seen in my lifetime, that I only read about, happened before my lifetime in 1948, 1967. Number two, you're looking at Eastern Europe, a war. We see a land invaded and a country in full march to absorb another one, first time since the 1940s. And then you look here at home, anti-Semitism out and about, right in everybody's face, where Jewish kids don't feel comfortable going to school. Who is the agent of chaos? Thank you. Brian Kilmeade Show. We're going to be back with your calls in just a moment. I didn't even touch the trials yet, and they're just getting heated up again. I'll be able to get real-time updates. We have reporters in the room, in court, and some in the overflow room that allows them to report. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Sneezing. Coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog prom at a senior dog facility in Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. The Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary has been taking care of seasoned pets for 12 years. It's a nonprofit that continues to stay in business, funded entirely by community donations, and gives a loving home for these beautiful canines while also paying for their medical needs. To celebrate their 12th year in business, volunteers and members of the sanctuary decided to have a prom for their beloved pets. Dogs dressed up, and there was even a prom king and queen crowned, and the event also served as a fundraiser, raising over $125,000 for the sanctuary services. Thanks to everyone who helps celebrate and everyone who takes care of our special senior dogs. You all made today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with Fandango's Eric Davis and a look at superhero movies and how over the past year there have been some success stories, but also those which did not bank big at the box office. We spoke about whether the idea of superhero fatigue or content oversaturation factors in.
So I definitely think we're going to begin to see a trend of a pullback where there's a little bit more focus and attention placed on these projects. Maybe they're spread out a little bit more in order to eventize them and make them feel special. If you look at 2024, we only have one film from Marvel Studios, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Is there hope on the horizon for superhero movies at the box office with Deadpool and Wolverine?
Without a doubt. You know, this was voted our most anticipated film of the entire year at Fandango. I think what Deadpool and Wolverine is doing is something that the entire superhero industry sort of needs, right? And that audiences want. It's something different. This is going to be Marvel Studios' first R-rated film.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
So it seemed to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
He shook his head several times as David Pecker was testifying. It's actually among the most animated we have seen him. It's the kind of reactions that he had during, say, the E. Jean Carroll trial, although he was much more pronounced there in January earlier this year. But this was uncomfortable testimony from David Pecker, walking the jury through a narrative about, engaging with Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, about killing stories about Trump's involvement with two women, and in particular, Pecker told stories about engaging with Trump while Trump was president and having a conversation that related to one of these women.
It happened in the past, right? But is this about election interference, change in election? Wow. So many people came up to me and said, if I knew about Kara McDougal, I would never have voted for Trump. That's what we're supposed to believe? I'm trying to get my head around this case. That's what we're supposed to believe. That was Maggie Haberman, who is an insider with the New York Times and lives off Donald Trump. Literally lives off him. I don't know why. I think at one point he was talking to her, not anymore. But just to see the micro reporting on Donald Trump and just to know, does she have another beat? Does she pretend to be fair? Does she ever come out and say, hey, you know what? As salacious as this is, it is 10 years, if not older than that. And I don't know how it figures into election interference, especially because the Russians were the one who threw the election to Donald Trump. Exactly, right? John, you're in California. John, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a concern.
Okay.
I think it's the plan of the Democrats all along to get a conviction. Now, once you're convicted and you go through an appeal, even though we know all these charges are BS, what the plan is, they're going to be able to limit, just like if you're on probation. While you're going through the charges, they can limit where you go, who you have to check in, drug test, just like a regular criminal until you go through the through the process of appeal. I think that's what they're going to do if he gets found guilty in this trial.
I never thought about that, John.
About that.
I will find out about it. I never heard that brought up. I appreciate that point. I never thought between sentencing and if a conviction happens, what changes? Now, is he going to go to jail for this? Everyone says no, first-time offense, a Class E felony. Should he go to jail? Obviously, the case shouldn't even be tried, but I don't want to keep saying that. I'm going to keep moving through the play-by-play of it, but I did not know that. So in 6 weeks, we'll all be focusing on it, but you're ahead of your time. Thank you. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Professor Ron Kivitz, a professor at Columbia, who's been taping all this unrest. You're not going to believe what he has to say.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So that's genocide.
Oh, well.
That tape is just a little of that, the hellacious things going on in Columbia. I imagine it's even worse at NYU. Now we spread to FIT, the new school, Brown. I could name a prestigious school and some not prestigious, like Emerson. And there's this all this anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian activities going on at a time in which I thought that would instantly get you an FBI investigation. Now it's so pervasive, there's pressure on police force to leave these people alone, believe it or not. In the case of USC, they've been overwhelmed and had to let go of these heretic students because the police cars were surrounded. And it's only getting worse. Professor Rand Kivitz has been doing it all. He's a professor at Columbia University. He's also got a hold of this tape so everyone can see the reality of these twisted minds and the people that are twisting them at places it really began for me. When I became aware of it was at Columbia. Professor, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on air.
Professor, why was it important for you to put together a tape like you did? You sent it to me ahead of time for everyone to see.
Well, I sent it to you because I think everyone should see it. I did not put together the tape. It is actually Columbia University students that took the videotaped and put the tape together. And as you said just now, it is, I think, crucial that everyone see what is going on. A iceberg, to use a cliche, an iceberg that you don't see is very dangerous. Now we're starting to see the tip of the iceberg of what has been going on in many American universities all over the country for decades now, for at least 25 years.
You're in the business school. Were you aware how bad this was getting, that this potentially, something like this could happen?
I have to admit that I was aware, and I've seen the undercurrents and the incitement, the methodic, fundamental problems and incitement for decades at Columbia and other universities. So, to that, to some extent, actually, the vile anti-Semitism, frankly, anti-Americanism that we're seeing now in the open air, as painful and as unsafe as it is, it actually has also a benefit that it floats out, it brings out what has been going on for decades. And yeah, I think some of us were aware that our students are being incited, not in the business school, I have to say, but in the undergraduate programs, in other programs, they're being incited by a minority of radical professors, a very vocal, very tenacious, I would say, minority of professors that have access to thousands of students and are teaching them to not just hate Jews and Israel. That's the icing on the cake. They are teaching them to hate America.
Where's this come from? I mean, there's an investigation beginning on outside sources and a long-term hope to twist America's next minds. Do you think outside sources are doing this?
I see some reports, folks are doing research on this, that they're saying there's outside funding, outside direction. I just saw the tweet by the Ayatollah Khamenei from Iran, the dictator of Iran, saying that these rallies and campus encampments and these chants reflect their opinions and their resistance. So it makes you wonder. But I think we need a serious investigation. I think we need a serious bipartisan investigation. I see the legislator taking action. I'm very happy that they're looking into the universities. I think many of us are very happy, but it requires the legislative branch, the executive branch. I think the fourth estate, what you are doing, the media, and professional investigations to look at where is this coming from? Where is it funded? Is it coming from the outside? It sure looks like it.
It does. What's going on in your Columbia campus right now, Professor?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
What is going on campus right now? The encampment stay, the 48-hour deadline is up. They ripped them up last Thursday, and now the president said that was a mistake to call in the cops. And now we're waiting to find out who's going to take up these tents. When are these encampments going to be uprooted?
I'm not aware that she, I don't know if she said it was a mistake to bring in the cops or not. She clearly brought them in only for a one-time thing and has not done that again. What's going on campus now is that there's a Senate meeting by faculty and student representatives. I don't think the Senate, the University Senate, represents many of us, but they will potentially censor the or sanction the Columbia president for bringing the police. As crazy as it sounds, which really brings me to another point, that change oftentimes comes from without. It is maybe unrealistic, as painful as it is for me to say, unrealistic to expect the system to reform itself from within. And, you know, the mind that creates a problem, as actually Albert Einstein said, typically cannot solve that problem. This problem, what is very important for me to say, has been going on for decades. You have radical professors, tenured and untenured, teaching thousands of students at Columbia, but also elsewhere, year over year for decades, that America is an evil force, that the American military is an evil force, that America is a colonialist force, that the free market system is wrong and evil. Teaching the Marxist messages that are intended to undo everything that America, the hope of the earth, is standing for. And, of course, Israel and the Jews are an easy target for that.
I want you to hear what Ilhan Omar said on your campus yesterday with her daughter, who was suspended and kicked off campus for her unsavory behavior. But I guess it doesn't really matter. Why she's telling why she showed up, cut four.
I just wanted to see and make sure that that we were hearing from the young people that it is peaceful, that they want the issue to be focused on the demands that they are making, and that, you know, we should not conflate other things that are happening elsewhere to the encampments that are happening on college campus.
So has she been helpful? Has AOC, has Congresswoman Omar been helpful?
No, not helpful at all. In fact, they're helping to create one of the greatest destructions of brand value in history, a brand that has been created in 270 years, from King's College to Columbia University, a tremendous brand from the founders. Now is being tarnished in the last 6 months in a way that will be hard to recover. The problem with Ilhan Omar and AOC, and they do not represent, in my opinion, they do not represent the majority of their party. They do not represent the American people. And actually, they're analogous to these professors. There's 100, 150 professors out of thousands of professors at Columbia that I was referring to earlier, these radical professors. They do not represent the majority. Even the students, which have a right to peaceful protest. This is not what's been going on in Columbia in the last 6 months, but they have a right to a peaceful protest. They're not at fault. They've been brainwashed. But even the students that are in the encampment do not represent the thousands of students at Columbia. So when AOC attacks the police, or when Ilhan Omar says what she says, she doesn't represent the American people. She doesn't represent even her own party. But they're very noisy, and they're creating an environment that is really untenable. I mean, you know, it's hard without seeing the images to believe what's going on there. What's actually going on the last 6 months is people peacefully standing with American and Israeli flags, being harassed, being attacked. People come next to them with yelling at them, "You're Nazis," coming with signs saying, "Qassam missiles, here's your next target. These are the Hamas missiles."
I know.
And people stand peacefully with American and Israeli flags. I mean, it's really beyond.
And what about where did they get all these Palestinian garb? You got to be kidding me. Did Yasser Arafat have a fire sale? I mean, where, and they're all told in these sheets to cover their face and show up and spread out. And now, by the way, I'm talking to Columbian professor Rand Kivitz about what's really going on campus. And everybody should know it's even worse than you think. But you see this happening. And now we got these flyers that say, make sure you cover your face. And they got the signs that they hand out. And all the tents seem to be from the same shop. So I want you to hear what President Biden said. He won't address this directly. They put out statements and have spokespeople. Here's one shouted question.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Is that a both sides comment?
Look, it was hard to hear what he said. I don't think what's going on campus is pro-Palestinian. I think it is anti-Palestinian. Anyone who's interested in the peace, livelihood, prosperity of the Palestinian people, including people who are interested in their self-definition and so on, doesn't matter what your politics are about that. What is going on now on campuses is not helpful at all to the Palestinians. These are what seems as Iranian, Hezbollah type philosophies and even maybe directly funded by them that are will fight to the last blood, Palestinian. It is not helping the folks who are demonstrating, the folks who are stoking the fire at these campuses. Many of them have never been to Israel or Gaza or the West Bank. They don't know anything about what's going on in Palestine. We have videos of some of the students have been incited and brainwashed, and they don't even know why they're there. But I do think this requires a bipartisan approach, both
yes.
by the Congress and by the executive
I think you could
branch.
Get it, Professor. I think you could get it, because I saw Congressman Gottheimer out there, Josh Moskowitz out there. But what I don't see is I don't see Senator Schumer. He's the most powerful Jewish American to hold that position of authority ever. In American history, majority leader of the Senate from New York, and doesn't say a word about it, and it's his responsibility to speak up. Here's more from that tape he sent over from the campus. Listen to this comment about October 7th, the time there was a massacre among innocent people in Israel.
Hey, remember the 7th of October.
Never forget the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not one more time. Not five more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times. Not 10,000 times.
That sentiment, not rare.
No, not rare. They are calling what that video that you played. And again, I really would ask your listeners if they could look at some of the videos, look online, the videos that you're publishing. What they're saying there is we are going to commit an October 7th on you 1,000 times every day. You know, that was 1,200 innocents were killed just that one day out of a population of 7 million. Look, I don't know what everything that Chuck Schumer, that Senator Schumer has said or not said. I do think it would be extremely helpful. I do think he should be very strong in this, speak up. And, you know, he's the senator from New York. And the speaker, I think it'll be very, very important. What is going on in there is not some political arguments. It is not any sort of freedom of speech. It is blatant harassment, discrimination. There's been physical violence. There's been obviously verbal violence. You know, we're in the midst of the Jewish holiday of Passover, and one thing we do in the Passover is we ask, what is different this night from all other nights? And you could ask yourself, what is different now in the last 6 months, since October 7th, actually, on campuses, on Columbia campus, compared to what's been going on at Columbia for decades? And I can tell you what's not different. The incitement by radical professors that somebody, I mean, it just seems too organized. Who is funding them? Who is directing them? And why is this permitted to go on? This has happened for decades. What is different now in the last six and a half months, is that it has come outside. It has come above, and in that sense, it's good, above ground. And it has transformed into real discrimination, harassment, bullying, physical. We have Jewish students that are leaving the university. They've left physically, gone back to be with their parents.
Do you blame them?
No, I don't blame them. Some are trying to transfer out. I'm sure there's a silent majority of students, not Jewish students, the silent majority, were extremely unhappy. They came here to get a world-class education. The professors, the majority of professors, the thousands of professors, including myself, came here not for political activity. We came here to do world-class research. And at the last several months, it is impossible to do that. I don't blame any of the students. I think this is, the grown-ups, no offense, should be blamed for this, not folks who are 18, 19, 20 years old.
I don't agree, Professor. I'm talking to President Rand Kivitz, talking about what he's seeing at Columbia. How many years you've been there?
I've been there almost 25 years.
25 years. I went into college, and I did not qualify for an elite university like Columbia. I knew about the Israel, how it was created. If someone walked up to me and I had some professors, I had a political science minor, that clearly were anti-Israel, it wouldn't bother me. I know where I sit, but I had the fundamentals down. We all learn the fundamentals in school. Are you saying in primary education we're not learning the fundamentals of the Middle East and the creation of Israel?
I'm saying that in the undergraduate program of Columbia University, you are learning the opposite of the truth. You are learning the inverse, the opposite of the truth. You are learning that professors in core classes, mandatory classes with hundreds of students, this has been going on for decades, are being taught that Hezbollah, a listed terror organization by the United States, is a resistance movement that was formed or encouraged to be formed by Israel. They are learning that the United States of America is a colonialist power that is badly influencing the world, that the American military, and of course the Israeli Defense Forces, are repressive forces. They are learning that the free market is a terrible system.
Professor, keep fighting. I'm up against a break now. I want to have you back on and have you on television, too. We got to spread the word. I'm so glad you're speaking out. Professor Rand Kivitz, tell us the truth at Columbia, what he's witnessed over the last 25 years and what's happened over the last month. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your 1907P $10 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You don't think the jury's going to be somewhat offended that this guy who's running for president of the United States is involved that, with that, all these sleazeballs?
That he buried a sex story, which you heard from their witness. So did this celebrity, so did that celebrity, so did this celebrity, so did that celebrity, so did this celebrity. That it happens all the time. It's not this unique, oh my God, they came on. This isn't Watergate. That's my point. Watergate was a very unique time. It's the first time something like that has ever happened. What came out of cross-examination is this happens all the time.
And that's the beginning of the cross-examination. Arthur Idala on CNN trying to explain to people the unsavory behavior gets you in Page Six and maybe People magazine, but it shouldn't affect you in the presidency. Are you actually thinking, are they actually thinking that these stories suppressed in the National Enquirer allowed President Trump to win the 2016 election? Is that, we're trying to find out what the charge is that these stories being spiked allowed President Trump to win the election. Really? As opposed to the story of a Russian hoax leading up to the election that Hillary Clinton commissioned? How about the laptop story that they were colluded to suppress that would have talked about all the deals that Joe Biden was involved in, that his son was involved in, that he called into, and the meetings he had with his business partners and other higher-ups?
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. heart. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.